You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Hello everyone, welcome to Strictly Hoop Talk. As always, I am Chris Platy, and I am joined by the heavyweights.
Yes.
My heavyweights, my guys. You
Thanks
know, live
us,
on air, Woolworth Sports, Monday through Friday, 5 to 7.
Shout out.
Shout out.
Familiar beginnings for you two.
Yes.
Yes.
Humble beginnings.
Yeah.
That is how we used to sit, too. I was in this chair.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Using that chair. Last time we had a producer sit in this chair, it was Mike Gentry. And
oh, yeah.
We were fucking yelling at
each other. Screaming.
Yeah,
okay. Of course. We were yelling at each other, and he got real nervous. And
yeah.
Didn't come back.
I can imagine.
He quit. That's why you're our producer now.
Yeah.
Thank you, man. Thank you. I just got to say, you know, big-time fan, lifelong fan. it's a full circle moment here to have you two. No, it's cool. We're going to be talking NBA trade deadline, which is 2 weeks away. We're going to do two parts of this.
Okay. So
part one, it's just going to be like the sellers, the teams that we know are giving up assets. And if we kind of flip on a team and think that they're buyers, we'll move them to part two. But, you know, part one, we'll call the wobble for Wemby. I had a whole bunch of names for it. I had bench for French, like, you know, I just went off on these, but Wobble for Wemby is probably my favorite. So we'll just quick hit these teams because these are teams at the bottom. We know they're obviously going to just take calls. Detroit, Houston, Orlando, Charlotte, San Antonio. Detroit, you know we're going to talk about that all the time on our show. I think the biggest question and only question really for me, Izzy, I'll start with you, is the Bojan is obviously the biggest piece that they could trade, but I personally feel like Burks is more likely to be moved than Bojan at this point.
Okay.
Why is that? Agree with that? I just think because he's the expiring deal, and I think if you look at the last trade deadline with Jeremy Grant, like, everybody thought, oh, you got to trade Grant, you got to trade Grant, you got to trade Grant. And Troy Weaver was like, nah, if the right deal's not there, we're not doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And they ended up trading him in the offseason for what I presume was a better deal than what he was getting offered at the deadline.
Yeah.
That turned into Jalen Duren. So I think Burks being expired and Bojan extending him at the beginning of the year, I think was a very big sign by Troy Weaver that, hey, we're actually okay if you're around.
Yes.
So I think that Bojan is a guy who will obviously get a lot of calls, obviously will field a lot of offers, but I think if Troy Weaver doesn't get what he wants, which is allegedly a pick plus a young player,
yeah,
then I think he could stay and you could wait till the offseason where more teams have cap flexibility and it's just easier to trade players. But Burks could easily, especially because you only got him for second-round picks, I could see him be rerouted for another second-round pick or two to a team that needs it. Is there any, Spencer, is there any team that you could see Burks moving to?
I mean, I feel like it'd be the same as you look at Bojan. You know, you're looking at the West contenders in my eyes, or someone that's trying to make the push, whether that be the Grizzlies or the Kings. We've talked about different or Luka Doncic and the Dallas Mavericks. For me, yeah, I agree with you that Burks is more likely to be dealt at the trade deadline, but obviously Bojan would bring more of a return. Right. So that's who I'd rather see dealt because that year of flexibility is just an add on top of what he already gives you now, because you know you're not going to be fighting to re-sign him, or you know he's not just gone after this year. But if you're moving on from Burks, I think that opens it more, and that is somebody who is the same kind of thing, just at a more limited role. He's a gun for hire. He's a shooter off the bench that can come in and pack a punch. So I don't know if you're looking at teams like Brooklyn who are trying to make a push, even though they've got a lot of shooters, but their bench isn't as deep as it was supposed to be coming into this year. I could see Burks get moved for sure, but the return doesn't get me excited to move on from Alec Burks. Like you said, you saw what Rui Hachimura went for, and that is a guy who I think is more impactful on a team than Alec Burks per se. So
I actually disagree with that. Really? I think Rui Hachimura, I mean, I really can't understand what he's done. I mean, he's put up decent numbers sometimes in a team that doesn't matter in Washington for years. And I think that with him, you know, there is the whole Japan connection, which I heard on a podcast today, which I was like, okay, I was getting put on to that he actually brings a lot in like team revenue.
Yeah,
because of the Japanese ties, which I never
LeBron
thought of.
Trying to break bread.
But yeah, I mean that's what they said, is they said, why do the Lakers need to do that? They're Lakers are Lakers. They sell everywhere. Why do they need to do it for that reason?
That's why I'm not really buying into that.
Yeah, I think the Lakers did it to get a big off the bench that could be flexible and do different roles. And for Burks, he's settled into his role. Like, we saw the point Burks experience in a couple games with the Pistons.
And I like that more than Rui Hachimura.
That was garbage. The point Burks, I could not deal with point Burks. That pissed me off. He was turning the ball over.
It was bad.
It's not a role that he would be in a legitimate team that's trying to actually do something.
Yeah, but I mean, I see Rui Hachimura go 30 points and then the next game 6. And like, I just think consistency has been the whole thing with him. So that's why I'm like,
but you get a guy that can guard multiple positions with him because of the size, and he can shoot the three a little bit.
I mean, theoretically, but I mean, he really hasn't guarded anybody. Like, I've never watched a Washington Wizards game where I was like, Rui Hachimura played great defense this game.
Yeah,
I've never the physical tools, yes, they project that. So
I mean, it is one of those things
down
too,
to your faith in him, because he is, at the end of the day, he's a young player who's in the offseason looking to get extended.
Yeah,
so guys that is who a good time to buy in on him.
Get that top 10 like value on them, like in the draft, like initially. I feel like they always have an extended shelf life of like what they can be type stuff too. Yeah. I feel like that's a little bit of what it is with Hachimura as well.
And that's Troy Weaver. You know that Troy Weaver's a fan of that. The Kevin Knox, the Marvin Bagley's, all that. But
it's more of like in the eye of the beholder type thing, like which type of team and what you need to. You know what I'm saying? Like, who's more valuable?
Yeah, but I don't know. I just don't think Detroit's going to obviously listen to a lot of calls. And I think if anything, Burks and Noel are more likely than Bojan, but all three of those could be on the move. Houston,
I think the extension of Bojan, like you said, that was Troy, they kind of want him. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and just playing and Troy Weaver, not to mention, he said this 100 times. I want fucking grown-ups on this team.
You know,
like
they need some now.
Yeah, they need some, and that's my thing with Houston. Like, going into deadline, obviously we know that they're trying to trade Eric Gordon. They've been trying to trade Eric Gordon.
Yeah,
but Houston, I don't like their situation, because outside of Eric Gordon, yes, they got a lot of talent. Sengun looks nice. Jalen Green looks nice. Yeah. I like a lot of what they got talent-wise, but the oldest player in the locker room after Eric Gordon is 24.
Yeah.
Like, they are kids. And, you know, Kevin Porter Jr., for all his talent, has also had some problems. I would really like them to actually be buyers, but obviously they're not going to be buyers. They're going to be sellers. They have the worst record in the league right now. And Eric Gordon's really their only asset that they're selling. I mean, what else would they even sell? I don't see them doing
possibly
anything.
Possibly Kenyon Martin Jr. I mean, he's not a foundational piece, and it could be something that just provides a spark, but you're not going to get much for him because his game is very limited. Yeah. But he could provide a spark off a bench somewhere. Well, yeah, like you said, outside of Eric Gordon, it's a bunch of young, unproven guys that, aside from the top two, really don't have as much upside as you'd like them to when you're trading somebody. So don't give a shit. Fuck the Rockets, dude.
Is it us labeling them as sellers, or like they came out and said they're selling?
Well, I mean,
they've been
it's
trying
just
to
obvious.
Trade Eric Gordon.
It's just obvious. They've been trying to trade Eric Gordon since even last year.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But who else? Like, I feel like that's the only one. Right?
Yeah, exactly.
So I don't even know if they're like, they have one guy to sell. I don't know if they're like sellers.
Well,
per se.
Mean, I'd call them sellers just because they're definitely not buying.
Yeah, but I think they're like,
you know what I mean?
I think they're similar in like the Pistons situation, where like they got a lot of young pieces that they're just sitting on waiting to develop a little bit. You know what I'm saying?
True. I mean, the Pistons have
more to sell, but yeah, we have more to sell.
I guess when you're right. I mean, it makes sense. I mean, the Pistons and the Rockets, their timeline has always been kind of looked at as a little similar.
I feel like a seller is like someone's like willing to break down the whole everything. You know what I'm saying?
But these are just the, and again, these are just the quick hits of the teams that we know are at the bottom of the league.
We know that they're
always listening to get an asset if they can, just because that's the position they're in. Yeah, with Houston, I really don't have much to say. I don't think Eric Gordon gets you a great return.
They've been asking for a first-round pick for him the past 2 years.
And so if you didn't get it back then, you're definitely not getting it now.
I think you're getting second-round pick at best. Like, you know, you can dream of a team like maybe Milwaukee or something, but I don't even think Milwaukee wants to do that at a price, especially when they're limited with assets. But this team, I want to jump to Orlando.
This team,
I'm giving them the award right now for the team – with the least calls taken.
Yeah.
Like, what do you need? What do you give up? I mean, Terrence Ross and, like, Mo Bamba are the only names I could think of that they're reasonably, like, getting interest from outside of the league. But they're a very young team. They got a core. I think they're just probably standing pat. Their phone lines are going to be dead. I don't see anything spicy there. I don't even think Terrence Ross gets you the return that, you know, they flirted with the last couple trade deadlines with him. And Mo Bamba, you know, I mean, people, I don't know if there's really even a market for him either. Maybe there is. I don't know. I think they're keeping Bobo, right?
Yeah, they're keeping Bobo. They for sure. Him a lot.
Well, I don't know. I mean,
Obama has to be the odd man out. Obviously, Paulo and Wendell Carter.
Yeah.
But for me, like you said, Terrence Ross. You don't know what Terrence Ross is going to get you. Yeah. He's a proven player. He's a proven, again, a bucket getter, an athletic guy that you could put out there.
Piston killer too.
The guy that like you look at. That is like, okay, he's got some upside. He's still selling. Jonathan Isaac just played his first game in like fucking 12 years. Yeah. So you don't know what you're getting out of him either.
Yeah.
And they are in a really, really weird position because Markel Fultz is another guy that they could move on from. Yeah. But nobody. Yeah. There's
they
no
also
price
seem
tag.
To like him, though, yeah. too. Like yeah. My guy Phil Brosmerayek, who's tied in with the Magic, says, oh, they love Fultz. Like, they still believe in Fultz. Like
he did come back to life there.
They did dying on the hill. I mean,
fairness to him,
he didn't. Like,
not to what he's supposed to be,
yeah, exactly.
But like, at least, like, for a minute, like, they didn't even know man was going to shoot again. Like, they're like,
that's true. But I just think Orlando is going to be one of those teams that I don't expect anything. Gary Harris, I thought about him too, and I think he gets some calls, but ultimately, I don't see him going anywhere, and I don't see him really moving the needle. Maybe honestly, I could see him more as like a buyout guy, him and Terrence Ross, because I believe Terrence Ross is also on the last year of his deal. I'll double check that. But
that's one team as a Pistons fan that just terrifies me because they're one that like they get talent,
yeah,
but it just never translates to anything. Like I just that terrifies me because I see Troy collecting talent piece by piece, and I like the pieces we've got. But obviously, we haven't gone anywhere with it yet, and I'm terrified of becoming Orlando. And not that I don't think it's going to happen with Detroit, because like we're a whole totally different franchise. Like, we got championships. Like, Orlando's never got shit but Shaq. You know what I'm saying? The entire history. Maybe a little Dwight Howard in there too. But like,
You got to include the Dwight
just,
Howard finals.
But just seeing, finals. That's fair. But seeing like what like. I don't know. Just all they're on a treadmill, all run, not going nowhere. It's just crazy
Jonathan
to me.
Isaac, man.
They got pieces. It just
Jonathan Isaac. You bring up a good point. 17 this year, 17 next year, 17 the year.
Damn.
Like he literally got the extension after playing great, and then everything went downhill.
Never played a game again.
Everything went downhill. He was like my.
That's wild.
I call this a Gerald Wallace stat because I remember Gerald Wallace doing this, and I was totally like a huge Gerald Wallace fan at this point. But the two blocks of two steals per game, like if you do that, you are just an absolute elite defender. Jonathan Isaac was flirting with that right before he got hurt. So he was a good player, but I mean, he came back in the bubble, wasn't really him, got hurt again, and just hasn't played since. I think, you know, obviously that's a guy who like, wow, if he would have stayed healthy, I think he actually could have been a very good piece. And you add that you add that to this timeline that they got Apollo and Franz. Like, those are three awesome wing players all together.
I like Isaac a lot. Isaac a lot.
And what you could do with that. But, yeah, I don't see really anything for them. Charlotte, obviously, you know the names that they're looking to move. They're looking to move Oubre, Plumlee, P.J. Washington, Terry Rozier, Gordon Hayward, if – anybody wants a guy who plays 10 games.
Nobody wants Gordon Hayward.
Like, and that's sad, too, because he was so – like, that playoff series against the Clippers
with
Utah.
He was a dog
He was cooking.
He never should have left Utah. Those Mormons loved him. He was actually really good.
He's white.
Yeah, he's white as their white. Favorite type of player. John Stockton's better than Karl Malone in Utah.
Now, if only we had Lauri Markkanen with the Gray Gordon Hale.
Yeah, we'd be unstoppable.
With John Stockton. Dude,
an all Utah team literally has three white guys on it. With John Stockton, Gordy Hayward, and Lauri Markkanen.
It's crazy, though, because they're respectable whites. You can't deny that part. Yeah.
You can't, but
John Stockton's a bum.
Well, actually, yeah.
Charlotte.
Even Gordon, I'm looking right now, when he was cold, was like 21 points.
He's an all-star, though.
Charlotte's interesting, though, because you got Oubre and P.J. Washington, Plumlee, Terry Rozier. Like, especially Oubre and P.J. Washington, I could see a lot of interest in them around the league.
To get Oubre.
Terry Rozier.
I'd rather have P.J. Washington.
Is Oubre a free agent?
P.J. is going to be a free agent. Oubre?
Yeah.
Let me check his contract, actually, because I'm
just, you know, comes into the Pistons, breaks records. And
dude, that's what I'm saying. I want Oubre on the squad.
Oubre is legitimately an awesome player. Like, I love it. He's averaging 20 a game this year.
He can play handsome. Wing a little bit, too.
Yeah.
Like, very handsome.
Give me a knockdown shooter like that.
I've heard he's like the drip guy. Like, I heard that back in when he was in Washington, I heard that, you know, there was like this thing about him, like, he goes out.
People on Instagram are crazy about Kelly Oubre. It's so funny.
Yeah.
What'd you say?
The Instagram comments about Kelly Oubre are ridiculous.
He's a biracial angel.
That's pretty much.
Dude, he's a damn good player.
He says
if he's only making $12 million, he'll be a hot commodity.
When's he free agent?
Let's see here.
You wouldn't want him on the Pistons, man?
After next year, he's expiring. So he's this year plus next year. So you get him for a season and a half if you trade him. He'd be an unrestricted free agent at 28 years old.
I guess, like, if I were to have him, I'd want him, like, where we're actually competing. So,
yeah, and the Pistons
aren't ready to make a move like that.
Shout out, Beth. Shout out, JB.
Shout out, JB.
$5. $5, Beth.
The Pistons need defensive wings, too. Like, Oubre's long.
Yeah.
But he's not really a lock-in defender. Like,
That's fair.
If he puts his mind to it, he can play some defense.
Yeah.
I just feel like once Cade comes back, you guys already know how I feel about Cade as a facilitator. Like, get an Oubre alongside him. We got Bojan too, though. But then maybe Bojan becomes more of a piece to move too.
I mean, Oubre.
Don't listen to me.
If you get Oubre, I want you to do
this. This is what I do.
I want you to do the Bojan and extend him and then increase his value.
Yes.
I think he's a player that, like, you know, right now slash next year is probably his most value. I miss
some
what that
weird
was.
Shit happens around here.
It does right after.
It does.
I mean, honestly, if we're being real, it gets a little wild after like 4 o'clock when everybody leaves. And it's
that's fair too.
But
the heavyweights.
I think with Charlotte, man, ultimately Plumlee maybe gets bought out. Oubre and PJ Washington, I think, likely get traded. PJ Washington might actually extend there because that whole Miles Bridges thing going sour, like that actually low key cleaned up their cap space.
Like, I like PJ Washington a lot, but you know, I feel for the guy. He got vultured by Brittany Renner.
Oh yeah, he is the one.
He's the one who got caught. She was scouting him at Kentucky games and shit.
Yeah.
I feel bad for PJ Washington. He's a good player, man. He can do a lot. So
I mean, how do you feel?
She's dedicated.
She is dedicated.
I'm sorry, I know it's like NBA podcast, but you know me, I'm a fucking Pistons fan. How do you, you said you love him on the Pistons, Smitty?
PJ Washington?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or you just, between the two, you'd want him?
I'd want him.
Yeah.
Out of everybody on the.
What's like the fit to you guys?
Charlotte. I mean, he's kind of like what you want Sadiq Bey to be.
Yeah, he is Sadiq Bey, but he plays a lot better defense.
Yeah, a lot better defense. And I actually don't know if he's a better shooter.
I don't think he's a better shooter. I think Sadiq's probably a better shooter, but he's a competent shooter. He's shown.
Shooting better than Sadiq this year. 35%, 36% from three.
I wanted Grant Williams really
good. Actually,
big.
Was big.
Oh, yeah. Grant Williams is the one. Last team in the quick hits, and then we'll move on to the buy or sell. So, San Antonio, obviously, we know they're just gonna take calls on Jakob Poeltl, who's got interest. I don't think they would. You think they would take calls on Keldon Johnson or Vessel? I don't think so.
No.
They're keeping
I think those are young guys that they're not necessarily committed to, but they're committed to right now.
Keldon Johnson's going to be a dog.
I like Keldon Johnson a lot. Yeah. I like him.
I can see a Shea jump.
Got that strap.
You think so?
I really do.
He was averaging almost 30 at one point in the season, like at the beginning of the season.
It's one of those 30s, though, where you're like on a bad team, you only do putting in work.
But I mean, he does have some.
Shea's balling though.
Keldon does have some bad shooting nights, but overall, he's a damn good scorer.
He's got a bag, man.
Yeah,
yeah.
He's a nice player.
I mean, if that's something they're getting rid of, I wouldn't mind the Pistons calling
out. Oh, yeah, absolutely. But they're not. And if they were, it'd be like an off-season thing. It'd be like
Bojan.
It'd be like right now. The only reason I could see them moving on from him is if they did get like the number one or number two pick. Like, because right now San Antonio doesn't have a franchise piece. Yeah. So right now Keldon kind of is that.
Yeah.
And he may end up staying that, or they may end up like actually getting like one or two in one of the next couple drafts, and then you have your guy, and then you kind of see where you're at with Keldon. So I don't think they'll do anything. Let's jump to the buy or sell part of it.
Okay.
Washington, what the fuck are they doing?
Dude, I have no idea.
Why don't they just – they're committing to Beal, Kuzma, and KP. That's been all the reports, Shams, Woj.
It's the dumbest shit I've ever heard.
Why? Like, I get it. Kuzma's playing awesome. And shout out to them not trading Kuzma, because that's saving my fantasy season.
Yeah.
But
– Kuzma's been balling.
Dude, he's
– shout out to Kuzma, too.
He put up almost 40.
Yeah.
Or did he put up 40 last night?
Shout out to Kuzma.
I know, but he put up a million and gave it to YMCA. Yeah, that shit was dope.
Yeah, that was cool. I actually had that in the show prep one day, and then we didn't do it. But then I think one of you two brought it up the next day.
Spinny brought it up, yeah.
Yeah, that was dope. But committing to Beal, Kuzma, and Kristaps Porzingis.
Let's commit to a three mid. Like, those guys are all championship rosters. They're threes. That is a three. Your third option on a championship roster. Beal could have been a two at some point, but not anymore.
Yeah.
I feel bad for Bradley Beal. Free Beal.
I mean, I really
do. I don't feel bad for him. He stayed for the bag.
But still.
Like, yeah.
I mean, you do like him to play in a better team. Yeah
put him on a team where you can win.
But that's what I'm saying. Right now, you could trade Beal, Kuzma, and probably not Kristaps.
That's exactly why he took the bag, too.
And you would have to, and you could like actually jumpstart your rebuild. Yeah,
three first-round picks.
Easily.
Yeah.
For Beal?
For Beal and Beal. Kuzma.
Oh, he's
I got some Beal stuff for us later.
He 100% took the bag knowing they weren't going to do shit, and he was going to end up getting traded anyway.
Yeah, 100%.
And they haven't traded him.
And that's why I'm okay with it. But yeah, I just like that Washington team, I just don't understand why they're so committing to Beal and Kuzma. Because if it's not this deadline or this summer, it's going to be next deadline, and they're going to realize that what the hell are we doing? Like, Kristaps doesn't even play.
I was a big Kristaps.
I was, too.
I'm a Knicks fan. And so when they drafted Kristaps, I loved that.
You ever see the Michael Rapaport? Who the fuck is Tangus Pengus?
Tangus fucking Pengus.
I never heard it a lot, Mia.
I fucked with Kristaps when he played for the Knicks, man, and... Obviously, he didn't do shit in Dallas.
Yeah.
So I fucked them too.
I bought that Luka KP stock.
I thought
the league was fucked.
Yeah.
Me too.
I thought it was over.
Utah was like, oh, shit. Yeah. We missed out in the watch.
Yeah.
No, I dead ass with that.
Yeah, they're
spicy.
They're not country. That's true.
They don't fit in Utah.
Well, no, they're definitely.
They only like Lowry a little bit.
Yeah. They're always like, oh, what's his last name? Oh, okay.
Is it a health thing with KP? Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, I mean, it's a health thing, and it's the fact that he just never got better. Like, when I saw him against the Clippers in that Dallas series, and he couldn't hit a turnaround jump shot on Patrick Bev. Yeah. Now, granted, I'm not an NBA player, but I'm tall.
You're fucking 7'3".
Patrick Bev is like him, though, and like, defensively, especially.
Yeah, when you get the little guy on you, like, it is not hard to make that fucking turnaround shot. I don't care how strong you are. And I'm not strong either.
Stop disrespecting Pat Bev.
I don't want to hear Patrick
Bev. Patrick Bev, defensively. Yeah, he's disrespecting him. Yeah.
But I'm not. But, like, also, you have a foot and a half on this guy.
I get it.
He can't even touch you. You don't even see him when you turn around. How do you, all you're looking at is a rim.
Yeah.
All you're looking at is a rim. How do you not make that shot?
That's fair. I guess I'm looking at it more so like knowing what KP is now and like not expecting that of him. So you're right, though.
I hate
I know you hate Pat Bev, but like, let's be real about it. Defensively, Pat Bev, that's where he's made his money.
Not him, though. He was an above average defender.
He was a very good defender.
Yeah, he was a very good defender.
He gets cooked by anybody who's actually good in offense.
But anybody that's actually good is cooking everybody, though. The purpose of Pat Bev is slowing them down.
He's not a lockdown defender.
He's getting cooked a lot.
Well, I'm saying,
he's not
even lockdown defenders get cooked.
Him. He is not him.
You pay him to get cooked less, and that's what he did.
Exactly.
You pay him to bark.
Especially in today's league, too.
Pat Bev be tricking y'all. He should be running around here not doing shit. You're not.
Dude. Him throwing the jersey, all that stuff, I love
that. I lost the most respect for him in that moment.
I
like,
love it.
That's where I was like,
who's
at some point, I was like, all right, but you know, Pat Bev chirps, it is what it is. He's a fucking pussy for pushing people in the back and shit like that. But when I saw him celebrate the fucking play-in win. Like, he just won game seven of the finals. He was crying. He threw his jersey in the stand. I was like, bro, that is
everybody that plays with him says that's real.
Yeah, I'm, and that's I'm why sure I fuck with it. But it's also, like...
It was cringe.
Of course it's cringe.
From perimeter to rim, who's the best defender in the league right now, you think? I'm just curious. Because I don't count big men as much as, like, everybody likes to. It's like, you're fucking 7 foot, of course.
Yeah, because, I mean, like...
Yeah.
I mean, can you cheat and say Giannis? Like
Giannis, Marcus Smart's up there.
And can you also cheat? Yeah, Marcus Smart's the best perimeter defender.
Marcus who?
Marcus Smart.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And also, Mikal Bridges gets mentioned in there.
Mikal Bridges.
Jaren Jackson Jr. is like one of those big, but great defender. And I want to throw, and I'm pretty ready to throw in Evan Mobley.
Rudy Gobert.
Yeah. But that's a big guy, though, too.
Yeah, yeah. But that's a big guy.
Mobley can guard it on the perimeter.
Tell me I'm crazy. And I haven't really been watching him. I don't have league pass this year. But that was my favorite league pass team last year was Cavs.
Yeah.
But Mobley, like, poor man's KG. Like
he's like a soft, a little bit more, soft
yeah,
KG.
Softer yes. version. Yeah.
Yes, he's like KG without the Charlie Villanueva comments.
Bro, watching it.
I love KG, man.
That was I did love KG. That was wild.
Fucking top three power forward all time.
Easily. Oh, easily.
Easily.
Without a doubt.
Easily. I think he's, I personally
actually,
think
yeah, he's top. Two. Yeah, I yeah, he's top three.
You think he's better than Karl Malone?
Yeah, I think so. I think so. I think
he's better than Barkley?
Oh, yeah. No. Then he is.
Do you guys ever feel like weird about
Barkley? I always forget about Barkley. I don't know why.
I think it's Tim D.
Yeah,
Tim D's number one. Yeah. Barkley and then.
Hold on.
Karl Malone or
KG over Barkley?
Yeah. KG over
Karl Malone.
So, all right. Here's my question for like that kind of stuff. As I get, like, we all have opinions on it, yes.
Yeah.
But do you ever feel kind of dirty about it because you never got to watch Malone, like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
I
saw
do
a little bit of Malone.
I do. I mean, I saw a little bit, but like, saw the tail end of Malone. If we're being real.
Yeah.
So, like, we saw the Malone that literally couldn't play.
Also, like, you know how
you watch that offense, bro. Yeah. I mean, Karl Malone is one of the best low post scorers in the history of the NBA, period.
Yeah.
But that offense was literally pick and roll every single possession.
So, would you put KG over?
And KG's.
Yeah, I put KG over.
KG's a much better defender. Much
Has
more
Malone
athletic.
Got any MVPs?
One a ring.
Or Malone's got MVP.
Yeah, he's got one.
Yeah.
And then you have Karl Malone, who was playing by one of the greatest point guards of all time. KG spent in context. I'm with you.
Facilitator.
I'm with you on
facilitator.
That.
Let's,
okay.
Bro, if I was running a pick and roll with Karl Malone, I could get fucking that many assists.
Yeah.
They literally ran it every single play.
Yeah.
John Stockton would
get clamped. I'm with you. I'm just saying, like, that's like the narrative around the team. So, like, he had that his whole career. KG, what did he have in his first 8 years in Minnesota?
Nothing.
Like, yeah.
Nothing.
Yeah, a bunch of nothing. But anyway,
Tim D, KG, 1 and 2.
No, Tim D, Barkley, KG.
Yeah, Barkley.
I'm KG over Barkley.
I can't. That's crazy.
It's not disrespect.
I mean, they both did win MVP, but, like, Barkley took his team to a finals by himself.
Yeah.
Chicago. Blow it up or not.
Blow it the fuck up.
Okay,
why are we blowing it up? Why are we blowing
it
up?
They're 10th. They're in the play
now.
Hold
on. Yeah, why are we? Was Lonzo back?
Blow it the fuck up. Even if Lonzo's back, you're not winning a
championship. When Lonzo was there, though, last year, they were nasty.
They're not winning a championship with their
roster. Yeah, they were nasty. Lonzo is literally having trouble walking right now. That's how bad it is.
Get the fuck out of here, really.
I promise you.
And even if Lonzo's healthy, you're not winning a championship with that roster.
It just it keeps like flaring up and swelling up. Like he can't complete rehab. He keeps having setbacks.
Hearing that, then blow it up.
Yeah,
I don't know though. You said blow it all up.
Yes,
I don't know.
You have to do one or the other because who are you building around? I don't think you build around Zach LaVine.
No,
they had a good thing going though.
They did 100%, and I like Zach LaVine as a two on a championship team, maybe even a three.
Yeah,
but like
a three more.
Yeah, more than likely, considering his limitations outside of scoring.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
I mean, you know, it depends on the right pieces.
Depends on who's the one. Yeah.
It depends on who's the one. But Zach LaVine, you're not building around that. So, DeMar, you're definitely not. And Patrick Williams is a nice young player, but obviously that's not a building block per se. That could just be, like, a good player. Like, they have their pick right now. If it falls to four, if they can tank well, then they keep their pick this year. But if not, it goes to Orlando.
Yeah.
So that's the incentive
to tank. Shit up.
And again, this is obviously the Victor Wembanyama draft class, the Scoot draft class. Like,
Like blow it up, like sell it all.
Yes,
you'd have to
trade all three of them.
And why? That's why I don't think I don't think it happens, because you can't do all that in a deadline. You can do that in off season. Yeah, it's hard to do that all in a deadline.
Yeah, I mean,
but I got some ideas for all of them. Doable. Don't worry, we'll get
you. You can keep hold on. Yeah, let's keep talking this, because they got a lot of pieces. I feel like they're viable. Like, well, actually, no,
they got, he's not there no more. They got two really good pieces that could get you, that could really jumpstart your rebuild. Vucevic, I don't know the market for him.
Yeah, he's the one you wouldn't trade until the offseason.
Yeah, and yeah, I don't think, because he's really not winning you games, even if he goes crazy. Like,
that's a piece I'd buy. DeRozan's a piece I'd buy.
Yeah. Caruso.
Levine's a piece I'd buy.
Caruso's a great piece. That could get you a pick. If you're a protected first, because think about who's buying it is like a Denver, a Milwaukee, a team that's one piece away, that pick is in the mid 20s.
That's what I said. That
you're paying that for Caruso.
I don't think they're blowing that up, bro. There's a lot of pieces to work with.
That roster is done, bro. They're not winning a championship. At their peak, they were not winning a championship, and that's what the goal is. You're not winning a championship centered around Zach LaVine and
DeRozan. I think they realized that one. Granted, they were hurt, but when they played Milwaukee and they were basically roadkill.
Yeah,
but that's what I'm saying. Like, you could get like your piece. Like, I would consider myself.
But they have no pieces left.
Away from like competing.
They have no pieces left to give. The only thing they have to give is Patrick Williams.
But that's not an argument to blow it up. I mean,
you're not at that level.
It's not just a piece to give, but you got Vujicic that you could probably work with too.
I don't think Vujicic gets you any type of crazy missing piece. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, the path is, I agree with you, EZ, that they're a good team, but
why does Orlando have their first round pick?
How do you get to that next level?
Because of the Vujicic trade.
Oh, that's right.
The only thing.
How do you get to that next level? That's why. That's like the argument to boil it up.
Sumo and Kobe White would be the only pieces they could move to be a buyer, and that eliminates your depth.
Yeah.
I actually kind of low key like Kobe White.
I like Kobe White too.
I think he's a nice bench piece. I think if you get him for cheap, like on an extension, I like him a lot.
I don't think they blow it up.
I don't think they will either. I don't think they have the stomach to, but I think they should. I think they should.
I think they came the closest they've been since D Rose, and they felt that, right? So they feel like they're a lot closer than they are, like, to winning something than they are to.
Then they need to realize that shit will never win you a championship.
I think
I don't have the answers for them, but
I have the answer for them. Blow that shit.
I have the direct answer for them. Call the Lakers. Get that 27 and 29 for LaVine.
Facts.
DeMar's on stupid deal. LaVine's on. Actually, did they re-sign LaVine this offseason?
No, LaVine was extended. LaVine was extended a while ago. He was extended like a couple years.
Yeah,
they're talking about trade numbers. That was going
27, 29 in Westbrook for LaVine. I saw that too.
If you do, you think The Lakers would.
That's what the Lakers do.
That's what the Lakers would do and would do. Like, they're not doing it for Bojan. They're not doing it for Bojan, but they're doing two picks for a younger star that they can sell themselves.
What was the trade one more time?
27 and 29 first in Westbrook for LaVine.
At that point, if you're Chicago, you know LeBron's not on that team. You know Anthony Davis isn't on that team.
That's a beautiful trade for both teams. LeBron, LaVine would be nasty.
LeBron, LaVine,
got a perimeter
AD,
guy.
They'd be letting AD. Up fucking
oh my god!
A game,
I'm a LeBron fan.
Yeah, I want that trade.
They'd be letting up so many points though.
Yeah,
they would. That would be a terrible defensive team.
Yeah,
yeah, you're right.
But I mean, you know, you don't have
they
to
have
be,
him. Yeah. They have him at the Pat Bev. They'd be great defensively.
Well, exactly. I mean, he can only guard one guy. He can only lock down one guy.
You said guard first time. You had it right. Pepe's not locking down nobody.
But no, I think LaVine, Lakers makes sense. A lot of people were talking DeRozan and Vucevic to LA. I don't think LA does that, especially because Anthony Davis' best play is at the five.
That's why
I stopped on the Miles Turner to LA stuff.
But maybe the Hachimura was a move. If they see themselves going to the conference finals.
Yeah.
That's Joker.
The West is pretty open.
It's so open.
So if they make the right move, they could do it. But DeRozan is not the right move because they need 3-point shooting.
What's Jamal Murray been doing?
Yeah, you need the spacing. Jamal Murray?
Yeah.
He's playing well.
Yeah.
Is he back to himself?
No. I think so. I think he, well, I,
not
I okay.
Not the 50 burger.
Yeah, not the 50 burger.
Hey, if you're watching, let me get that league pass login.
Also, the bubble was.
Yeah, bubble was crazy, bro. It had TJ Warren look like MVP. Yeah.
So like you gotta.
Yeah. Well, I still don't know how to process that.
I think as far as him
shit was crazy.
Being he's relatively back.
Yeah, he's solid. I mean, it's but it's Jokic. It's the Jokic and the Jokites.
Like,
yeah.
You think you win a championship with Jokic?
Yes,
I think you can.
You think he's like the one on that team?
Yes, yeah, absolutely. He's the one on any team he's on.
If you're flirting with three straight MVPs, you are a one on.
I get that, but it's a regular season MVP. Like you could have like some dog ass regular season numbers, but when you get, but I mean, James Harden is a perfect example.
Narrative base. If they did not want to give him two MVPs, and they damn sure don't want to give him three MVPs.
Well, he's undeniable.
They give him three.
It's undeniable.
That's what I'm saying. But if I don't think undeniable.
But I'm talking about like, in the moment, like you're like, a one, like balling. Like when I watched him shrink in the playoffs, like Draymond shutting him down. Yeah, shrink.
No, I'm not buying that. You talking last year?
Yes.
When he had absolutely nobody to pass to, nobody to do anything. No Michael Porter, no Jamal Murray.
He was rolling out
there with
how about this?
Frank Campazzo. Give me your best shot.
How about this?
Jamichael Green, let's see you in the
corner. You think he wins a championship?
I have actually a bet with my friend that my friend bet that he would never make the finals, and I took him up on that bet. That I made that bet after the bubble.
Who wins one first?
Make the finals is what though? Make the finals as 1A or
See him
make the finals. He is the one on any team.
He's the one on any team he's on.
I don't think he makes the finals as 1A. I think maybe like later on in his career he latches on like somebody else becomes like the fucking.
What do you hate Jokic for?
I don't hate him. I just when I watched him play, hey, you know me, wings win your rings. Type, you know what I'm saying? I mean,
Jokic is a 7-foot
Jokic
wing.
Jokic is a point guard, 7-footer.
You literally can't make him.
He was one of the best passers I've ever seen in my entire life.
What are we betting?
I don't think he makes it as a 1A. Okay. Now that would probably have to be decided by.
What's the stake of this bet?
We probably should did that. Huh?
Eyebrows.
No, hell no. Get the fuck out of here.
I just bet $10 on my boy.
What's your favorite restaurant?
Oh, I'll eat anyway.
McDonald's. only dollar menu, though.
Yeah.
Hey, what's that spot downtown, Brazilian Steakhouse, Swinney?
Texas Day Brazil Date?
Yeah.
That shit's expensive. That's way more than $10 bet.
That's all right.
It's like $60.
This is going to be a long-running bet.
Yeah.
Who do you think wins one first, Jokic or Embiid?
Jokic,
for sure. For sure.
Embiid just can't last the season into the postseason.
And he's tied to Harden.
You know what I'm saying? Like, if I was Embiid, I would cheat a little bit. Just take off the back half of the season. You're going to make a healthy Embiid's a fucking dog. You know what I'm saying? A fully healthy Embiid.
Dude, he's the leading scorer in the NBA right now. Yeah. He just passed Luka again. He's back there.
A fully healthy Embiid. Starter.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
That's insane.
I mean, it's because Durant got voted, the most votes.
And shit, yeah.
But Chicago, can you think of any good ones for DeMar?
No. I
would take a fully healthy Embiid.
The Lakers were the team. If you're obviously lucky for Levine.
Yeah.
You're not really picking up the phone for DeMar.
Maybe I also don't think you'd win a championship with DeMar either. Like DeMar is fun as fuck to watch.
It's hard to where do you put an aging mid-range shooting guard?
Exactly.
Who's clearly good, but like the fit has to be right.
Yeah, he's gotta take at least.
And that's my thing with Rui Hachimura is he's actually a mid-range god. Yeah. But that's his game.
Yeah.
And that doesn't fit well with the Lakers.
He's bigger. That's when I originally talked about trading for him. I was getting a LeBron fan. I was pissed about it. The same way I look at Cade. You hear me bitch about the Pistons all the time. Give me perimeter guys around my fucking facilitator.
I just can't believe DeMar never learned how to shoot a three-pointer.
Like, remember there was those years in Toronto where they're like, he's shooting threes. Yeah. He's shooting threes. Yeah. And then, like, at some point in the season, he was just like, fuck that.
Him and Big Booty Lowry.
I think the year Casey got fired was his best three-point shooting year, wasn't it? So what?
He called Kyle Lowry Thickums.
Thickums?
Thickums.
Kyle Lowry's got the fattest ass in
that ring.
I see that tweet that said Kyle Lowry has a fat ass in a ring. A lot of you bitches can't
relate. Yeah, that's facts, bro.
I was going to say, when I thought Dwayne Casey was a good coach, it was that his final year in Toronto.
Hey,
DeMar was shooting threes.
Yeah.
DeMar, and I was like, they changed the game. Like, that's fucking brilliant, Dwayne Casey. And after that,
I think he hits them good enough to where, like, it's fine. It's just like you can't have it with LeBron and AD, who also are best inside.
DeMar bangs threes in 2K.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
That's gross. Yeah. That shouldn't be allowed. That's fucked up.
Dude, he's always been one of those Chicos. Like, if you get to, like, they give you, like, a 70 or a 72 three, it's just automatic. Yeah. It's lights out.
I'll put you this way. Pop gave up on him.
I mean, he didn't give up on him.
He was a rental player. He was never going to be a future.
He didn't give up on him. He gave up on Kawhi.
3.5 attempts per game at 31% in 2018.
Yeah, but I mean,
last year in Toronto,
but he can shoot the mid range so well. The problem, like, if he was on a team like with he a was guy, in the 90s. With a guy like Luka,
he was in
no,
the
90s. No, no. If he was with a guy
fucking
like
Jordan, not playing,
dude. If he was in Golden State, like where you have Steph and Klay, like if you have like other people stretching the floor, that's fine. But LeBron's best point and at this point in his career is inside. Anthony Davis inside. DeMar, it doesn't fit as clean.
I hate seeing Anthony Davis shoot threes. I feel like Charles Barkley when I see Anthony Davis shoot threes.
Oh, yeah. But it's one of those situations like, no. But sometimes he hits him, you're like, all right, well, fuck. Yeah, I guess.
Well, he's still fine enough, but it's just
his
like.
His post moves are so crazy.
Yeah.
That's the other part, too. I do hate that when he fucking settles for, like, the outside shot. It's like, yeah. Bro.
His post moves are
and
so
and you're
nasty.
So fucking big.
Yeah.
Dude, like, use your so fucking long. Body. I mean, I can't. I'm
Did you
fucking
see that
5'7". I can't say shit.
Back.
Yeah,
that was crazy. He almost like almost sprained his ankle. Like
Data Davis, bro. Man.
I'll never forget in the fucking bubble finals, we busted his ankle the game before they fucking sealed the deal. I was like, oh, yeah. Of course, bro.
Well, I feel.
But you see the way he explodes, like how his legs go like inward right before he jumps. Why you pissed about the bubble finals?
Oh my God, Jimmy Butler, man, left it all on the court, bro. That guy Jimmy Butler was
he did
everything.
As a LeBron fan, he almost turned me like for him the final.
I love Jim Butts since Chicago.
But you had to root for the Lakers that year.
Jim Butts, man.
It was also the Kobe year.
Huh?
It was the Kobe year. So like you like.
But this is what came down for me. I think it was like game 4 or 5. It was one of the games where like LeBron could have sealed it.
Yeah.
It just didn't. As the one that you passed it and everyone wanted to like just go up on like fucking three people. Yeah. But it was a Kobe year. And now you were like, fuck that. Go up on three people, bro. Yeah.
I feel you. Chicago, I think, will.
If anything, LeBron's going to draw a foul in that situation. Like, bro, fucking go for it.
Yeah. Let's jump to the next team we got on here. We got the Indiana Pacers. Great. I got my notes. Great with Tyrese. Bad without. Miles' extension seems to have troubles. There's been some reports there. My guy who's super plugged in, like super duper plugged in with the Pacers, says, I asked him, I said, what should they do? Should they sell or should they stand pat? And he said, literally, it all depends on Miles Turner. If you have confidence in the extension,
I wouldn't
stand pat. But if you don't have confidence in the extension, then you try to trade him and you try to trade Buddy Hield and you blow it up and all of that stuff.
Yeah, because like, they're still not that far away if they make those moves. I feel like
No, they're good.
Young core.
Yeah,
they're so like they're really good.
Like, what's Miles attributing to like to that?
Miles is just their defensive anchor. Yeah. Like
they've been trying to trade Miles Turner for fucking 6 years.
But some of it,
Hall
I feel like
fame trade.
Yeah, bro. He has a fucking 2K badge for it. Yeah. Might trade.
Yeah.
What's his number? I'm about to pull up his numbers. Actually, I'm curious.
Miles Turner is solid.
He's no longer the lead leaguer in blocks. I think that's Jaren Jackson Jr. still, but he's playing
Jackson Jr.
Yeah, he's playing great though. Miles Turner is awesome in Indiana. And
to Chris Duarte.
Dude, that's what I'm saying.
He got hurt, came back, ain't do shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If I'm them, looking at what that team needs, looking at what that team needs, I think they need more help up front. I would call Chris Duarte for Obi Toppin.
Oh, damn. Miles is having a fucking dog-ass year.
Like that?
I think so.
I mean, he's solid. It's,
I mean, he just runs the floor and dunks. And I mean, he runs the floor and dunks. And I think that's all you need with Tyrese and all the shooting you have around, because even Miles shoots.
I liked Obi Toppin a lot coming out of Dayton, but like I said, I'm a Knicks fan. I watch the Knicks all the time, and every time I see him, if he's not fucking windmilling it, so he's barely out there.
Oh, I agree. But
he has absolutely zero bag.
Yeah.
Zero bag on Obi Toppin. He cannot beat you off the dribble.
Dude, you know it's bad when
just
when,
a fucking athlete.
When he's not even doing dribble moves during the Rising Stars game.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Like it's the tough. Rising Stars game is meant for all right, everybody fuck around.
Yeah.
And like he's fucking just like not fucking
John's
around.
Trying to do 360
this one's broken.
Like windmills. Obi's just like ah, ha ha ha.
Bro, Rising Stars game, fucking Cade and Evan Mobley. That shit was fucking beautiful.
Oh yeah, that was sick. I started that recruitment. God, I was tweeting,
bro, I wanted that shit to happen so bad.
I was like, Kate recruiting out here.
Dog, I would fucking
give up half. No chance now that they got Donovan Mitchell, Darius Garland's an all-star. Evan Mobley.
No fucking chance.
Yeah, he's straight there.
But if anything is assigned, this is obviously a pipe dream, but if they were to get Wimby, that'd be same.
Oh yeah.
Same class as fucking work.
Same,
looking
same
at.
Shit, yeah. But I don't know. I think the Pacers stand still. I would say still about the Pacers doing it. My boy said Miles Turner to New Orleans for Murphy and a pick. I just don't think New Orleans does. I don't think they need another big. They have Valanciunas and they have.
Yeah.
Look, I just pulled up his numbers.
Yeah.
Miles Turner's having a career year. 17 points per game. Fucking all that shit. I would get rid of Buddy Hield if anyway.
No, he's a really good
Miles
player.
Miles Turner's been good his whole career.
He's been good his whole year, but
still
I didn't know
shooting
he was
threes.
Let me see. This year he is shooting on four attempts. Oh my God, 40%.
Yeah, bro. The dude can bang.
Yeah, I'm keeping him. Why would you trade him?
Dude, I don't know. Why the fuck? Do you guys remember 2 years ago when Boston was like, yeah, we want to trade Gordon Hayward.
Yeah.
And they're like, but we don't want Miles Turner. Like, dude, imagine, like, there was a time and place where Miles Turner was looked at as quote unquote untradeable.
Yeah.
Like, that's crazy. This man
traded Sabonis over him.
Dude. I mean, now granted, they got the return that they needed.
Yeah, facts.
But I don't know, man. I just think Indiana's a team that's really good, and they're good naturally. I don't think they need to make any moves. I think they can just straight up chill.
Yeah, for sure.
They have all their draft picks and shit?
Yeah. And they have Boston's draft pick, and I think they have one more draft pick.
Damn, Buddy's having a year, too.
Let me look up.
Probably a Sacramento draft pick, I'm sure.
Holy shit.
No, I don't think they got. Buddy's there was no picks in that trade.
But he's shooting 42% this year.
Yeah, bro. Buddy does his thing.
God damn.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Well, like,
oh, then I'm staying past.
Chris Duarte is the one guy. Like, and you got time. You got the luxury of like
I got time, cause
yeah. So
everybody's young.
A draft pick. They got a first rounder from Cleveland. For who? They got a first rounder from Cleveland.
Oh, for Caris LeVert.
Yeah, from Caris LeVert.
See, I would trade that if anything. I'm not.
Yeah, they got really two firsts this year, one from Boston, one from Cleveland. Like, yeah.
It is kind of crazy they got rid of Halliburton.
And they got multiple second-round picks. They got multiple second-round picks. Yeah, dude, they got – yeah, they're in a good position with their – and then, again, you can trade Turner or –
buy
what do you, but what do you buy? Like, if you're a young team in that position, what
nobody's selling anybody like that.
Nobody's selling a player that off-season like, fits buy, that like, timeline. Yeah.
I'd hate to say it, but, like, Anthony Edwards,
that'd be
nasty.
Yeah, chill on Anthony Edwards. You heard about what he does with Dawes, right?
Yeah, bro.
wait, what?
We got to start.
No, what?
We got to start the Ben Johnson rumors.
We got to slander Anthony Edwards. But like, could you think of a 1-2-3 of fucking Halliburton, Mathurin, Edwards?
Jesus
and
Christ!
And then with Miles Turner in the back end.
Shut up, man. That's our fucking division.
We
got to see that four times a year.
That fuck and up. The Cavs.
And then the Cavs. Yeah. And then Giannis is still Giannis.
Yeah, fucking Giannis is still there.
You just want to guarantee that the Pistons never win shit.
Anthony Edwards.
Bro, NBA's got to give us Wimby. Thinking about that right now. Too.
Anthony Edwards. The Pacers will be fucking stupid.
Yeah.
They would be so good. They would be so good defensively too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A dog. If I'm the Pacers, I'm trading.
Yeah.
Everybody.
What's the starting lineup?
I'm trading Duarte. I'm trading fucking Buddy Hield and both of those first round picks.
Yeah.
And a future first.
Yeah. You're trading up. You're trading up all the draft capital you got
for Anthony
Edwards. Yeah. Plus young players.
Yeah.
For Anthony Edwards, easy. He's getting you a crazy package.
I love Anthony Edwards, man.
I do too, man. That's why I want to see him go somewhere. But yeah, Indiana can just chill. That's the thing about like a team like Indiana, Detroit. Like, yeah, they're gonna listen to calls, but like realistically, who's gonna offer? Hey, here's this young promising player.
Yeah.
Like, no, those kind of offers don't really happen like that. Yeah. At least not at the
during
trade
the
deadline.
Season. Yeah. Not during the season.
Yeah. So I don't
trade TJ McConnell straight up for Anthony Edwards.
Yeah. And the Pacers right now are ninth. They're three games out of the sixth seed, and they're also like three games out of like the bottom of the league. So they're like right in the middle.
Yeah.
Like they're in that position where and they're cool with either way as long as they figure out the Miles Turner thing, which I think they'll end up
as much as I want to hate the Pacers, I'm also kind of happy for them, I guess.
I don't really hate the Pacers.
I don't know, but we're supposed to, bro, just cuz of the fucking Miles the Pals.
I hate Steven Jackson.
Yeah.
I don't even hate Steven Jackson.
Hey, Steven Jackson's pod is fire.
Actually, I'm over all that shit. Yeah, I forget.
Let's talk about a team I do hate, Atlanta.
You hate Atlanta?
I hate Atlanta, too.
I hate Atlanta.
Fucking Trae Young's a little weasel.
Yeah, it's just like.
I respect the game,
and
though.
I know you were high on him. I wasn't that high on him on this season just because it's just so much of that felt like a fluke, that conference finals run. Yeah. And I just like.
I just like DeJounte Murray a lot. That's why I was high. I was like, DeJounte Murray can cover DeJounte's up for awesome, what Trae Young does poorly, which is anything other than shooting pass.
Yeah, that's true.
What is going on? What's the
situation? What do they do with that? Like, this is a team that This is a team that the chemistry is bad.
Yeah.
The coach literally thought about quitting.
Yeah, midseason.
Literally thought about quitting midseason. Like, a coach doesn't ever quit. Like, you that get fired.
So funny.
You get with fired, like, so you keep
with
your
like
money.
With, like, some dog-ass
he
talent.
He was going to walk away from millions of dollars just to not be in the same locker room as Trae Young. Like, this shit is a dumpster fire. Collins, when is the last time you had, like, you had a team go, we can't find a trade for you. You go find a trade for yourself.
He's approaching Hall of Fame trade deadline.
Oh yeah, dude, he's gunning for Miles Turner's spot.
He's gunning for this spot.
Oh, John Collins.
Yeah. He's like, I see you, OG.
Listen, you know, I hate the kid Ivy. Yeah. And this situation is actually like a little different too, because Trae can actually shoot,
but he can't play defense at all.
Yeah, I just don't like the two ball handler lineups. I just don't. I'm just not a fucking fan of him.
I mean,
I like. The only thing that countered my hate for that trade was the fact that, like, Murray is a dog at defense.
Yeah.
But that's obviously not.
That's why, like, I like the fit in theory, but it's just, I don't know, it's the Trae Young thing. Like, people just don't have fun playing in Atlanta. Like, look at Kevin Huerter, bro. All he could talk about is how much fun he's having in Sacramento right now.
Lighting the beam.
Yeah, he's got like a bigger role in Sacramento.
I mean, does he really, though? Pretty much the same role. It's pretty much the same role. It's just his team is winning more. Like, I mean, if you look at the minutes and the
it's crazy though, because when they went go to the fucking
Trae Young's probably got a Napoleon complex.
Oh, for sure he does. Yeah. And every time I think of Trae Young, I think of that.
Yeah, 1,000%
has it. You know
what
I'm talking about? That Facebook profile picture. I gotta just put it on the video version of this podcast. And just like it's just like him like biting his shirt to lift
like
up.
Like a mirror selfie.
Yeah, like a mirror selfie to like show his abs, and he's like 12.
I hate Trae Young.
That's funny as fuck.
It's also like, a Knicks fan, so that, you know.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, true.
Fuck Trae.
But I enjoyed that.
That was a good series.
I enjoyed that. Yeah. That was a good series. I enjoy, like, him playing the villain.
That's what made me like him.
I think with him,
he's also just,
you got to, like, they don't trade him. Like, no, obviously not at the deadline. No, he's not. But, like, I think they're going to try to retool around him.
I can't believe they traded
in the offseason.
They traded Luka for Trae Young.
Yeah.
Who'd they trade for Murray? Like, what'd they give up?
For Murray, they gave up 2 unprotected picks and something else.
Yeah.
I don't remember offhand. Let me look that up.
It's kind of crazy they made that happen without Collins actually fucking moving.
I mean, him being is on it the really? Because nobody can trade Collins.
Huerter, by the way, 15 points before then was 12 in Atlanta.
Okay, but is his shot attempts and like minutes around the same?
He
or no?
is shooting it? More threes, yeah. Yeah. The most he ever shot in Atlanta was 6, even in 20.
You know why?
He's 6.
Oh, yeah, it was Gallinari. Yeah, it was Gallinari, 2 unprotected picks and 2 pick swaps. That's what it was. Remember? Because it was the 4.
Yeah, was
and
four
then and then everybody's like, wow, that's kind of crazy. And then the next day, Minnesota's like, watch this.
Hold my dick. He's fucking 8 picks for Rudy Gobert. Yeah. Dog,
that was the
stupidest. If I was a Timberwolves fan, I'd fucking, oh, man.
You traded 8 too? Picks for the COVID CEO.
I hate Rudy Gobert. I said I hate Pat Bev, but I hate Rudy.
I just don't understand how any fucking NBA GM could watch that playoff series between them and the fucking Timberwolves last year.
Clippers, you mean?
Jazz and Timberwolves. Right? Jazz Timberwolves playing last year, right?
No, Jazz Clippers when Trey I always mix up like Trey Mann, Terrence
Mann. Yeah, he
Terrence
went
Mann.
Crazy.
Dude, he dropped 40 in a game.
Yeah.
Because Rudy Gobert just stood in the paint, and then Terrence Mann was just like, all right, I'm just going to shoot threes.
Yeah.
And then Rudy Gobert got the ball on the block, turned around, and missed a hook shot on Terrence Mann, and it was just like, oh, yeah.
Rudy Gobert is a broken man.
Yeah. Let me see. Whatever was the first, like, series, and just Rudy Gobert was fucking getting, like, worked.
I would never.
Oh, no, yeah, you're right. It was yeah.
Yeah.
Timberwolves almost had my most hated team of all time.
Played Memphis.
They were very close to having my most hated team of all time.
Yeah.
Because they had Pat Bev.
Yeah.
I hate Pat Bev. They got Rudy Gobert. Hate Rudy Gobert. And Kyle Anderson. I fucking hate Kyle Anderson.
Really?
Yeah. I just hate watching him play fucking slow piece of shit. And I hate Cat too. But I respect Cat.
Yeah.
Like, I respect Cat's game, but like, he bitches so much, dude.
He does.
Super, like, Charmin soft.
Who's the guy that went to New York? That's with Dallas.
Jalen Brunson.
That's who it was.
Oh yeah, Jalen Brunson was giving Gobert the business.
Yeah, bro. Yeah. At that moment, just fucking tall. That's all he is.
For any fucking NBA GM to be like, yeah, let me fucking make a move for that guy. Stupidish. I'm
and
not
when,
even
when your best position is already center.
Yeah,
yeah.
Like, what the fuck? Let me get another one.
And I get it in, like, theory, I guess. Like, if you wanted to, like, catch play, like, the, you know, I'm seeing a four at that point because he can stress the floor and all that good shit like that, sure. But to give up what you gave up for him, too? Wild, bro.
Yeah. Unbelievable. And know what his contract is on top of it? Trade. That's why we're going to get to Minnesota. We're going to get to Minnesota.
Crazy to me.
But Toronto. Obviously, the names with them are OG, Pascal, Fred Van Fleet. Like, they're taking calls on anybody not named Scottie Barnes.
For giving Fred Van Fleet that bag.
Yeah. It's not a terrible contract, though. Like,
but still, they committed to Fred Van Fleet as...
Yeah. I mean, they committed to running it back. And they just do not look good enough for me to, like, to be buyers. So I think they're going to...
I think they're sellers.
I think they're sellers, or I think they just stand pat. Like, I don't know. I don't know what they do. Like,
OG's been floating around.
Remember when Chris Boucher was good for, like,
oh yeah,
60
Chris
games?
Chris Boucher was, like, yeah, a monster. Yeah, they're like, what is this
I
guy?
Told my friend to draft him in fantasy last year, and he's like, bro, he's fucking balling. And now he's just fresh.
Now he just can't even play.
Yeah,
losing minutes to fucking Thad Young.
I just feel like OG has, like, some, like,
Thad Young is still in.
Thad Young,
that is crazy.
Still in the NBA,
checks,
dude.
Bro.
I remember he was the on the Philadelphia 76ers with Kyle Korver.
Yeah,
with Allen Iverson. Like,
and he was, like, supposed to be the guy Iguodala from that time too.
This man has Allen Iverson and Iguodala stories.
Yeah. Yes, he does,
and he's in the NBA.
I want Iguodala.
That shit was crazy.
All-time take.
To be fair,
never mind. No. Don't even, like, say
at the
that
point
way
in time,
no,
listening to his argument, though, no, like it sounds ridiculous.
Which argument?
But Iggy fucking was the Max one making Kellerman the clutch shots at that point.
I want Iguodala. When you got fucking Isaiah Thomas laughing at you, you know you're an idiot.
Yeah.
Damn, why you going to Zeke like that, bro?
No, because Zeke knows hoops. Martians have the death beam pointed at Earth.
Oh, yeah.
You have one player to make a shot.
Yeah. Oh,
Martians have the death beam.
Never mind.
Give me Iguodala.
Oh, my God.
Over Steph, Clay, and fucking
and
KD.
That's not good.
Wow.
It's the dumbest shit I've
forgot
ever
heard. I forgot shit about that.
That's still my favorite meme.
I'm taking prime Paul Pierce in that situation, though.
I hate Paul Pierce.
Hey,
too.
Paul Pierce
I don't
funny
like Paul Pierce. I like Paul Pierce during his career. Post-career Paul Pierce?
That video of him
with
Al Harrington where he's just like
dribbling
and jabbing his head and talking shit, and then he makes the game winner on him. That shit is sick.
Oh, dog. That's what I'm saying, bro. Yeah. Like, he used to make the clutchest shots. Again, LeBron fan.
He made clutch shots for Brooklyn.
Yeah. Made clutch shots for Celtics, too.
Dude, and the Wizards,
bro, as a LeBron fan. Yeah, yeah.
I call bank.
You
call bank? I call game.
Yeah, that's what it was.
But when fucking Draymond destroyed Paul Pierce's career.
Yeah.
My favorite moment of all time.
Jalen Rose did too. Jalen Rose fucking shit on one time.
Draymond was, that was on live TV.
Yeah.
That shit was awesome.
That's what I'm saying, post.
Yeah. The fucking audacity to say you're better than Dwayne Wade, who's the third best shooting guard of all time.
Yeah.
Stop it.
Yeah.
Stop it.
Like, there's just no way you're serious.
He just,
right?
Like, bro, like, every time he gets on ESPN or wherever he was, like, because he was
looks
at
like
ESPN
a gerbil.
Like, dude, yeah, he
does look like a gerbil.
Hey, that was lit, though, how he got a player for that live.
Yeah.
Well, I actually tuned into that live.
Yeah.
I got the notification. I
oh,
like,
the strippers?
Paul Pierce is, Paul Pierce is live?
Yeah, that shit was so funny, dude.
He was sitting there. He was messed up.
People were commenting, and they're like, where's Rachel?
It's kind of fucked up he got fired for that. Like, that's what...
Hell no, bro.
That's like a fucking...
Fucking working with Disney, man.
Bro, what do you... They employ fucking Matt Barnes. Matt Barnes beating up his fucking wife's boyfriends every other weekend.
Yeah, but he's not doing it online.
Yeah, that's true.
I just don't give a fuck. I
was smoking blunts with hookers.
That was they were strippers, bro. Like, that's a bachelor party. That's what you fucking do.
I mean, yes, that's what you do, but you don't publicize.
You don't
that's what
live,
you do.
Yeah.
I don't give a. That's come on. That's bullshit.
That's like when you're engaged. Like, you don't tell your guys, oh yeah, my bachelor party. It was boring.
Boys,
like
just
chilling. Yeah, you know. Like,
There's a
game of Uno that got a little out of hand, but we settled it. Everything's
when,
cool.
When Draymond chirped Paul Pierce when he's sitting on the bench for the Clippers is my favorite Paul Pierce moment.
What'd he
ever say? He's talking about him chasing his farewell tour.
Oh yeah,
chase that farewell tour.
No one
tour
gives a fuck.
You ain't Kobe. They don't love you like that. I was like,
What
you thought he was Kobe? I was like, oh my god, dude, that is Hall of Fame chirping.
Yeah,
Paul Pierce is looking sick sitting on the bench.
Whose career would you rather have?
Draymond's,
Draymond's, yeah.
Yeah, 1,000% Draymond. I get to jaw Jordan Poole and win a bunch of championships.
Like, yeah.
Come on.
Win a bunch of championships, play with one of the greatest players of all time.
Adam Silver's soft because Draymond would have been finals MVP if he didn't get suspended.
That's the fifth time I said this. I feel like as a LeBron fan, that shit was sketchy.
I feel like that washed it, though. Like, the two rings washed. Like, I feel like they flipped.
Yeah, but still, Draymond would have been.
He would have won five. Yeah, yeah.
He was fucking.
That shit was sketchy.
Balling.
That shit was sketchy. But
also, in hindsight,
Steph fouled out, too, the game that Draymond was gone. Like, what the fuck?
He would have no doubt undeservedly been finals MVP. Like, but it also would have looked kind of crazy going back in history if Steph Curry didn't have a finals MVP.
Yeah, but I mean, like, he would have got one.
Until he got that Boston.
But still, Draymond was. Like 26, 14, and 12 or something like
that. Yeah, dude, he was.
Draymond,
and like 4-4. Crazy.
Draymond, yeah, he was going dumb.
Dude, he was going
game
crazy.
Game 7, he went dumb too.
Game 7, he had 30.
Dude,
yeah.
he banged like 3 or 4 threes in the first quarter. I was like, oh, my God.
That's why I understand how he lost his touch. Like he stopped like shooting so well. That's not even like an athletic like trait to like. That's like one thing you're supposed to keep, you know what I'm saying, as you age. Yeah.
His jump shot looks like he's wearing a backpack.
Maybe it's spacing. I don't fucking know.
No,
it doesn't
look
like he's wearing a backpack.
That's how his jump. Up. I love it.
Because the arms are so far out. Yeah. Like, his shoulders are just so restricted.
His arms are so long, dude. Yeah. It just looks so goofy. I love Draymond. Draymond used to be cold at MSU. He was hitting turnarounds
and
shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember watching him and who was the dude? Jared Sullinger.
Yeah.
Yeah,
those
was
the matchups at him at Ohio State.
Remember when Jared Sullinger was cold for like a year for the Celtics?
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Hell yeah, dude. I wasn't big into college ball, but I was like, when I was watching Jared Sullinger, I was like, this man's it.
Yeah.
I loved Jared Sullinger.
Who's your guys' like biggest miss that you're like, this guy's gonna be a dog and just never panned out?
GG Tomi. No, huh?
That's a great one. God. Mine was probably Derek Williams. I really thought Derek Williams was it. That's the one that comes off.
I thought James Young was going to be cold.
Oh, that's a good one.
I thought James Young.
I thought he was.
When I saw James Young bang on UConn's entire team, yeah. I was like, oh, he's going to be a freak.
Yeah. You know, I'm only thinking like a recent one. I guess I'm trying. I can't think of like any too many past ones.
Yeah,
because I really like past like one or two. I don't know how to like who's going to pan out. But
yeah, have expectations.
Johnny Davis, I thought like from last year.
Yeah. Oh.
I thought he was.
I mean, he's still got time, but.
Yeah, he's,
yeah, that's fair. He's
still got time.
It ain't looking good.
Oh, duh. Why wasn't this my first answer? Stanley Johnson.
Yeah.
I was all in on Stanley. I was.
I didn't.
They dropped 7.
I bought into it because, like, other fans.
Oh, he's back.
Stanley Johnson, dude, to me, was like
the Pistons were the king of, like, Drew League hype.
Oh, yeah.
Like, Drummond would bang a three at Drew League. Stanley would drop 70, and you're just like, you know, it's bad when your team is, like, all the momentum comes from
Drew League MVPs. They're playing with Chris Brown in the game. Dropping 70.
See, during the Stanley Johnson shit, it was another like Jaden Ivey situation where I got bullied into like.
Oh, relax.
Although I like Ivey more than Stanley Johnson, but I got bullied into fucking like having Stanley's going to be this, Stanley's going to be that. But like, he had no true position.
Remember when he was the LeBron stopper for
one
playoff game that they lost?
I do remember that.
Dude, the narratives that we let run with Stanley Johnson were so crazy.
We didn't know any better.
It's a monster.
We didn't know any better.
It's an absolute monster. Sagan Nuboy is up there, too. Oh, yeah.
Sagan Nuboy dunks on Tristan Thompson once, and he's the MVP.
Dude.
He's back, the French Connection.
He's everything they wanted Giannis to be.
I hated that shit, bro. Yeah. It's Tristan fucking Thompson. Like, shut the fuck. That shit annoyed the fuck.
I did want to like Thon Maker too, but then I quickly watched. I quickly watched tape and I was like, I'm out. I'm out on this guy.
No, I did think Thon was gonna be him.
The best Thon Maker tape is when he's fucking kicking people in the face.
Yeah. Dog, that and flying France. Kick.
Yeah,
that flying kick.
That shit is so funny.
Dude, it was funny.
And when you're 7 foot whatever, bro, that leg.
The length you got on that is crazy.
Dude, that's an unbeatable move. Let's jump to the Western Conference, and let's start somewhere that I think is interesting, Portland. Like
they said they want to build around Dame.
Yeah, they want to build around Dame. I think you have to do kind of what Atlanta has to do is retool. Yeah. Like you've spent assets, they haven't worked, and now you're in a position where you have to just find a way with limited assets to retool around, and in Dame's case, a much older player than Trae Young. But you have to just totally retool because I mean, let's be real about Simons. I like Simons, but isn't he just like a light CJ McCollum?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Aren't you just setting yourself up for the same situation where you got two good guards that can't defend, and now you're just trying to figure out the pieces around them? Like, the Jeremy Grant has had great moments for them, but there's no word on his extension.
Yeah.
Like, Josh Hart's an expiring contract. He's a valuable piece. Nurkic, I don't think anybody really cares. I think he's like a Vucevic. Like, he's like a center. Like, sure, he's fine, but like,
he's even worse than Vucevic. He's
fine, but it's not like, I need that.
You remember when people were arguing between Nurkic and Jokic?
Yeah. Oh my God, yeah.
Yep.
That shit was wild.
That was crazy. That was the time.
I'm heartbroken about the Blazers because I'm a big I'm a big Dame Dollar fan.
I rock with Dame. I think they got to sell. Tank. The West is so loaded. Like, if you look at the West right now, like, I'll pull up the standings.
They got to do a mix of both. They got to buy and sell.
Well, they got to do things that lose them games this year, because right now they are already tied for third to last in the West. So, like, they are one of the absolute bottom teams of the league right now. They're about seventh in the tankathon. Let me double check that.
Didn't they still have their picks too?
And they have their pick this year.
Honestly, this year for everybody, like, Wimby is worth being in the lotto.
Yeah.
You know?
Or the shot at him.
Yeah.
Especially when the counter is like, this team is playing with all its players. Like, Dame wasn't healthy, but now he's healthy. And the team is still, yes, they're winning a little bit more, but in reality, they're still, like, grounded into, like, a play-in team at best.
Yeah.
So, I think you take calls on Simons. I think you take calls on literally everybody, and you build up assets, and you wait for either the next disgruntled star or you try to play like the prospect game and you hope you get lucky in the lottery for one season and one season only. Like, for Portland to be a contender, they have to have like the Tim Duncan San Antonio thing happen. Like, you have to have the year where you just shut down and you get super lucky, you jump and you get a generational talent, and next thing you know, you're
Portland won the lottery. I'd be so pissed.
I'd be pissed.
I'd
be happy for Dame.
I'd be happy for Dame, but
I do think Nurkic and
Nurkic isn't really getting you anything.
Nurkic, like, and Hart, but I just, like, you got to get rid of them. You've been trying that shit for too long now, and it just hasn't worked.
Yeah, especially Nurkic. Nurkic has been on that team for a minute.
Yeah.
And then, like,
I feel like Jeremy could be a piece
of Justice Winslow as their third string center. But
Jeremy Grant's also expired. Who's going to be the third team in one year for Jeremy Grant?
If you truly feel you're going to compete, I feel like you re-sign Jeremy, though. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. And the fact that they haven't extended him shows, I think, they kind of know where they're at.
Yeah.
Like, we mean, like,
like, they know that they're not locking into that core. They're in this limbo. So I think they need to just honestly,
you need a wing, hope they get lucky. Still, like, you're just resetting everything if you don't resign.
Yeah, that's my question to you guys. So if you are retooling Portland, like, what's the piece? Like, it doesn't even have to be a specific player. It could be a type of player. Like, but, like, what are you building around with Dame? Like, you have to get, like a Kawhi wing, like, right? Yeah, like a two-way.
I thought Jeremy Graham was going to be a great fit.
Yeah. I think he is.
I think he still is. They just need more.
I think they just need more.
Like, yes. Another one. Yeah.
I think they need, like, another guy, and then Grant be the third.
Yeah, because Jeremy's balling right now.
He's clearly the second. Like, Simons is putting up, I don't know. It's just, like, with Simons, it's a weird fit. It's not that he's not good. I like Simons, but
he doesn't do enough.
He doesn't do enough.
Maybe they go get Vucevic from Chicago.
What does that do?
I hate Vucevic.
Why? I mean, he's a better scorer, but I don't think
better scorer.
And then all of a sudden you have Simons, Dame, and Vucevic. Stop me when I name a defender. Like, that team is trash on defense.
That's fair.
If that's the case, like, Vucevic is an upgraded Nurkic, but you need an actual.
But that at least,
like, they would need a Towns.
Yeah,
I mean, I truthfully, again, because of the Wimby thing, like, I feel like anybody should just drop into that lottery if they can, just for this year. But I think for sure.
But you got to also be realistic and see where you're at with Hart. How far can you actually fall?
They got to move Hart and they got to move Nurkic for sure. I don't know. Like, those are two.
I agree with that. You could keep, like, Gary Payton II as, like, a role player.
Because you know he can be a role player. Yeah, you've seen it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because the thing is, if you're retooling
and you want Portland, defense, and like, there's that. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
You also can't, you don't have the patience to, like, you can't, like, be like, all right, Dame, like, these next 2 years, we're going to tank. I know you have to tank this year only, and you have to, next year, you have to sell them. And that's what they tried to do last year.
Yeah.
And it just, like, it just still hasn't worked. So I think their roadmap is, like, they need to find, like, a Kawhi or a Paul George or something of that nature that, that becomes available.
I mean, and they are both becoming free agents pretty soon.
I do think so. I do think, and if...
Man, Paul George?
Paul George with Dame.
Paul George and Dame.
Paul George with Dame Walker. And ex-third player like a Jeremy Grant, then mm-hmm. I think you're starting to talk.
Yeah.
Then sure. I think you're starting to talk with the right pieces around that.
I mean, if the Pacers... I never bought into the Miles Turner ship because it never ended up happening. It's been none. But that'd be a piece I'd try to acquire too, actually.
Yeah.
You get some offense and defense.
Yeah, I think Portland's got they got a lot of figuring out to do, and I think I think the one thing is they have to take the Simons calls. Like I feel like Simons is playing well this year. He's young, and he just doesn't fit with Dame. And I think if you can move off of him and get something better, because also historically Portland's been pretty good at drafting too. Like they drafted CJ, they drafted Simons. Like they've. I liked Nazir Little. I don't know what's going to happen with him. Yeah. I feel like he's just, I don't know, he's not getting his moment. Shaden Sharp, obviously, waiting in the tuck, hopefully. Like
big Shaden Sharp guy.
Yeah, like.
Yeah.
Do you even, okay, that's a question too. Like, do you even, like.
Yeah, it's probably another reason to trade Simons.
If a star becomes available, because you've given up some picks, like, you have to tap into, like, the Shaden Sharp. Like,
yeah,
you
for
have
sure.
To kind yeah, of, for sure.
You have to.
Also, I thought you were saying Simons. Simons. Sorry.
Simons. Yeah.
Anthony.
There's only one Anthony in my book.
Yeah.
That's the one Anthony.
Yeah.
That's one of my favorite players I never watched.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Oh, yeah. Like when you look back at players that like you just weren't around for, mm-hmm. he's one of my favorites, easily. Dallas. I think they're
I don't even want to think about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I don't know.
They
need
bro.
To get a star. They need
that
to put
shit.
Somebody in that like Spencer Dinwiddie is not a star. Christian Wood is not a star.
Yeah.
Trade everything you can to maximize Luka.
Yeah.
To maximize what you can get out of Luka.
That's the thing, is like they're too good to like sell, but like you take calls on Dorian Finley, you take calls on Wood, you take like if there is even a call.
Do whatever
Hardaway.
Fuck you can to get another star by fucking your a championship piece you have in Luka before
so,
he expires.
So like, here's my two people that I think are somewhat realistic that you
infuriates that you, me thinking about the fucking Dallas
for.
Mavericks.
I think you go for I think you try to talk
Trae Young.
You try to talk that'd be funny. You try to talk Zach LaVine and Towns. I think those are two names that I'm circling. Like, I think
Towns.
Those are among the next like stars that are going to be available.
I would only go Towns. I don't think Zach LaVine.
Echo size.
Like, does it for me? Zach LaVine doesn't put you over the edge for the Mavericks.
Yeah, and I mean, you got one shot in the chamber.
Legitimate star.
Yeah.
Zach LaVine's like a someday star.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, Towns would definitely be my 1A, but I think like, it just, dude, letting Jalen Brunson walk hurts.
Yeah, for sure.
Because, like, if you kept him, and I get, like, he was a great, like, he was going to be overpaid
for
his
position. He was supposed to be what he ended up being last year.
You need a guy who Luka could be, like, take the ball. Like, Spencer's doing a good job with it. Spencer Dinwiddie's doing a pretty good job. But, like, it's very hard to.
Fucking idiot.
Thank you.
It's very hard to do that, like, that well.
Yeah.
And for that long.
And Spencer Dinwiddie's not a star.
I can think of names that would look like.
And then you try to. Play the free agent game and you try to see, hey, Kawhi, hey, Paul.
Come on.
Luka's like, you see me bust your ass.
Luka
you
Kawhi.
See what I can
are
do.
We, are
Luka
we,
now Kawhi would be crazy.
You come here. Yeah. You don't have to guard me.
Luka are we pretending Kawhi is going to fucking
be
reliable on Kawhi?
I think if you're Dallas, you have to.
He's the most unreliable
because
fucking guy in the league.
You put all your bullets in the chamber
next
for KP
Davis.
And failed. And now you're just at the point, this is the last pick you're trading to New York. And then you're just now out of that to where you can remortgage your future again, but that's what they have to do.
I'd hate to see them just use Luka like Dirk to where like the last years of his career, they get him a bunch of guys and get one championship.
Yeah,
because even that was like
a squad, into it a bit. But it was like a geriatrics.
Yeah, it was like,
Dude, it I was want to call it like the 04 Pistons,
but kind of like as a team win. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, yeah.
Retirement home all stars.
Like, dude, I think that wasn't supposed to happen. Terry, Sean yeah. Mary, you know?
Tyson who did have a J in his name at that point. Yeah. He did have a J in his name at that point. He wasn't acing anymore.
Yeah.
Wait, he got rid of the J?
No, that was always the joke about Jason Kidd early in the league. He didn't have a jumper, so they called him acing.
That's funny.
But, yeah, I think that's. I think the roadmap is like at the beginning of the year, I said I did 2K and I was like, I want to get Luka a ring.
Yeah.
And I was just like, okay, I literally was take everything that. For SGA. Yeah. But now they're not doing that. No, now they're clicking.
That shit's infuriating. Think about
I think you're calling Minnesota and I think you're being like, look, you're fucked, buddy.
Yeah.
You're fucked,
give
buddy.
Give us Cat.
We'll give you all of the draft capital we can have.
Yeah, you can have anything you want.
Yeah.
And Christian.
Because I'm even...
There's 30 picks in Christian Wood. You can have all your Rudy picks back.
Yeah.
In Christian Wood.
And like, P.J. Washington.
Like, all right, great. That only sets us back 7 picks from the Rudy Gobert.
No, P.J. Washington, guys like that, that doesn't...
Yeah, those are anything. Cool pieces. Like, yeah. Like, again, I like Dorian Finley-Smith. Like, you need a star next to Luka. Yeah, you need the star next to Luka. You need the Towns. You need the...
It's crazy for...
Do you think there's any chance they try to, like, buy low on Beal? Like...
I don't think that does it though.
But I think that I mean look, that contract is fucked. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah, I'm not doing that. No, hell no.
Maybe you buy low.
No, because that no.
I mean Bradley Beal, let's be real, like he's at this if not this year, next year, like he's gonna get traded.
Best player he's ever played with.
Yeah. And you know, he is an aging vet who's not always durable. And has really had a lot of injury problems the last couple of years, but that's the point about Dallas. They're in a position where they have to take a calculated risk. Like there's no just like short option.
You had to go
down there. I say you try to go for the Towns route, and then and then just try to like crazy cap space dump and try to get like your third in because Dallas could get a free agent. Especially if you got two guys.
Dallas can get a free agent.
There's guys that want to play with Luka. You could convince Paul George
to go there. Yeah. Especially Paul George.
For sure. Like, Dallas is a destination.
Like, that's the ideal roadmap is you're counting right now. You're counting on Towns.
That's why it's so annoying to watch Mark Cuban, like, be at games, like, look passionate, but, like, clearly not give a fuck. Because how are you just letting this kid fucking just try to do this shit by himself year after year after year after year?
I mean,
year
you can't say he didn't try. It's just the movie.
He did try with KP. He did, yes, true. They did try with KP.
And you can't say, like, he tried to spend, Chandler Parsons, like, that was before Luka, but, like, you tried to
that
always,
was
always buy. They remember every single year, they were like, every single top list free agent, they're DeAndre just like, Dallas Jordan. Has got a meeting.
Yep.
DeAndre Jordan.
Who's their GM?
I don't know that offhand, actually. I don't know that offhand.
Samuel.
They should have grabbed that guy. He's with Philly now, actually. So never mind. Daryl Morey. That's what I'd fucking get if I was Dallas.
Nico Harrison.
They should hire Stephen Myers.
Nico Harrison. Let's see how many years
he's about to leave the Warriors.
Is he leaving the Warriors? Bob Myers?
Yeah. Bob Myers?
No, he's not, is he?
Stephen Myers?
There's a rumor.
Why?
Let's actually jump to that now because I had that.
Wow.
The Warriors.
Wow.
Obviously, you're looking to trade the young guys, Wiseman. Like those are the only pieces you'd really like, really, really think about trading
Wiseman's
at the
crazy
deadline.
Crazy bust.
Yeah, Wiseman's crazy bust. At this point, I think you kind of take your chances still on Kuminga because he's looked good. Yep. Like he's still sure. he's still a role player.
And then
Moody, but at the end of the day, like there is a report. So I think it was Woj that tweeted, or no, it was Shams.
Yeah.
That said that Bob Myers is likely out as their GM and looking at New York or LA. So let's be real. Is there a fuck it trade happening in Golden State at the deadline? Is there a Bob Myers being like,
that
fuck
would,
it?
Yeah, honestly, that would be crazy. He would never do that, though. You can't do that.
You can't.
Yeah, we traded Steph Curry to the Lakers for Patrick Beverley.
I don't
up.
Mean like that, but
you
I
pull
mean like
Dave Dombrowski.
I mean, like a, I mean
trade
like
David Price to the fucking Sox and then
trade
go to the
all
Sox.
The young guys for an aging vet, and you're just like, fuck it, this will work.
Yeah,
and if not, I'm dump. Out. Like, I think there's a real chance that the Warriors aren't historically an active.
If that's already a rumor, and I'm ownership, I'm not allowing that to happen.
What does Wiseman even give you though?
I can still see someone thinking there's something there.
What do the Warriors
Rose
need?
In the G League.
And he's on the best fucking team for him to look like somebody, too.
Yes.
Yeah.
So there's actually no excuses. He's a
boss. No excuses.
That is a team like anybody can
like. The only other team that could set them up nicer is like a Charlotte, where you're just throwing lobs from fucking LaMelo, and it's just league pass city, and like that's like the only other thing.
I mean, they
took Wiseman over LaMelo, dog.
What is it? Is it because crazy. Steph got what fucking happened with them?
LaMelo did tank the interview because he wanted to go to Charlotte because he wanted his own team. That was true, and also it was like a logical theory. Like, hey, this is the best big in the draft.
Yeah.
And
it's a good fit on paper.
And we've never had a center for this whole dynasty, like other than Andrew Bogut.
Yeah, relax. And
other than Andrew Bogut.
Andrew Bogut was the man.
Yeah.
I just don't even know if that would fit for real. Like, in theory, that one fits.
That was Zaza. That was Zaza, right.
In theory, that one fits with Melo there, but I just don't even know if that would have been a fit.
What fit?
Steph and Melo.
Oh, yeah.
And Clay.
I mean, yeah, but at the very least, you got ridiculous trade value.
Yeah, no, you're 100%. I would have traded out of the pick for an actual piece. But, I mean, I get it.
But the Warriors,
at the time, it made sense. At the time, it looked brilliant.
What do they need, though? Like they're the defending champs.
Yeah,
you guys tell me. Like, what the fuck's going on with them this year?
I don't know. You'd think they have the depth. Obviously, they don't need shooting.
Yeah.
It's the defense isn't what it used to be. And yeah. That might be
I think you need the Gary Payton replacement.
Yeah.
Like, somewhere. Gary Payton was.
Maybe they hit up Chicago for Caruso.
GP2. Yeah. That's you're Chicago, that's like kind of the perfect move you make is like this young star who, like, or young player who, like, was projected to be a star, didn't work out here. Let's give him his own situation. Because, I mean, obviously they'd have no problem benching Vucevic at that point if they're sellers.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
I would do that if I was going to stay.
That's a good one. I like that a lot.
That makes sense.
I like that a lot because Caruso's a guy who I think also, like, he's not the greatest passer, but I think in that Warriors, like, offense that pass the ball a lot, like,
everybody's
you're fine.
A good passer in that offense.
Yeah, that makes everybody a passer. I like that one. I like that a lot because I was struggling to figure out one.
Nice, Chris.
Nice. Killian.
Okay.
I forgot how hot it gets.
The Utah Jazz. According to Shams, everything's up for grabs but the white men.
Is that what Shams
said? These are Shams' words, not mine.
I mean, I wouldn't doubt it, bro.
Shams is pretty professional. He would never say some shit like
Shams
that.
Shams is the man.
Even he didn't crack at K. Adams. He's definitely not tweeting that.
He's piping K. Adams.
Did you see that video of him flirting with... Yeah, it was K.
No, he wasn't even flirting. It was her.
She
was the one flirting.
He was just sitting there like,
that's how I know he's not piping. She was dead ass thirsty.
Yeah.
Oh, he's piping.
100%.
Oh, he is not, bro. She would not have been that thirsty over him.
Maybe he's just got the magic stick.
Nah. She was like trying to find out type shit.
Oh, yeah. But then guess what? That interview wrapped up.
Yeah.
Like, that interview ended.
If he doesn't pipe, he's stupid because K. Adams is fine.
Yeah.
Maybe she got some.
I don't know.
I'm playing.
Remember when Taylor?
That's fucked up, you say. We can't say that anymore.
Remember
media.
When Horton Tucker was untouchable?
When who said
to Taylor Horton Tucker was untouchable?
Oh
my
yeah.
God, that shit was annoying as fuck.
Wow, that was crazy.
That was
the
shit.
Lakers really did just like
no, because nobody bought it.
Yeah, that's
nobody.
True.
Yeah, you remained a Laker. Nobody bought that shit.
That's true. But Walker Kessler.
But media
though,
sucks
nice.
The Lakers' dick so hard for that. That shit was so annoying, bro.
Yeah. The Dallas Cowboys are the.
No,
New York is.
Yeah
New York is. Sorry.
Yeah, that's annoying too. Every single offseason.
Lakers actually won.
Who's gonna go to the Knicks? Everyone loves to go to the Knicks. Yeah. The mecca of basketball.
Yeah, hey, we're gonna get.
He's been a fucking decade. They've been sorry as
and
fuck.
They're just gonna go across the town. Actually, and say fuck that.
We're
yeah.
Get Kevin Durant, Kyrie Irving away. We got Julius Randle and Derrick Rose.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'll never forget. I got a boy in New York, and he saw this tall ass. It was Julius Randle, but he thought it was KD. Like during all that hype, and he was like fucking like. We're getting KD. He walked up on him as Julius Randle. He's like, oh, fuck. Like, in front of him. I was like, oh, damn.
That's crazy.
I mean, the Jazz have pieces they can move from.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You got Clarkson. You got Beasley. Conley, at this point, I think, is a buyout guy. Like, it'd be tough to make the salaries match. Man. Nobody wants
it. They got another some 2K missiles on here.
They do.
Rudy Gay, Mike Conley,
Jordan Clarkson.
A lot of people have flirted the...
I want to play 2K so bad.
I dropped 75 with Rudy Gay and 2K on my boy.
Oh, yeah. Rudy Gobert.
I don't doubt
Rudy
it.
Rudy Gobert.
Jeff Green Rudy back in the day. J.R. Smith.
They got gay sex on their team, and they're still not doing anything.
They do
have gay sex on their team.
They do. What happened to Colin Sexton? Because he was balling in Cleveland.
Yeah. I mean, he needs to be a starter.
Yeah, apparently. But Beasley, I think like is like a guy Mike who Beasley, yeah. I think he gets some activity.
I like Vanderbilt Clarkson. Too.
Yeah, Vanderbilt. I like they gotta sell. Like it was a cute story. Yeah, it was a cute story that they were like
fun while it lasted.
Yeah, but like come on, dog.
It was tricky.
They got Sam Presti, so like they're gonna sell everything. They're not Sam Presti.
Wait, I was about to say
they got,
what
they got Danny Ainge.
Danny Ainge, yeah.
And he's
they got Danny
burn
Ainge,
that so. Single, burn that hard drive.
Yeah, it's burn over. That hard yeah. drive. They're selling everything.
Bro, if he flips them into something, bro, he's the fucking.
He's going to. 100%. He already did.
He already did.
Got like seven picks for Rudy Gobert.
I don't get that shit. It's like a literal, like he had a real life like 2K badge for GM. Yeah, went over there and he pulled some shit.
Danny Ainge.
A fleecer gold badge.
And then he trades Donovan Mitchell for all the other picks. Like, dude, this guy, their war chest is stupid.
Yeah.
Like, their picks are just ridiculous.
Shit on Philly with the fucking Tatum pick.
Yeah.
Oh, that was gross.
Dude, he traded back to get the better player.
Yeah, imagine the dynasty Philly could have. I was going to say that earlier when we were talking about Markelle Fultz. Imagine the dynasty they could have had, but they went with fucking Ben Simmons and Markelle Fultz.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Who did they pass on the Simmons draft? I forget. God.
Yeah, Tatum and Embiid.
Who did they pass on the Simmons draft? I forget.
I mean, I'm pretty sure Jabari Parker was after.
No, that was the same draft as Embiid.
Yeah, yeah.
Wait, what are you talking about? What draft?
The Ben Simmons draft.
Ben Simmons draft. Who else was in that? Wasn't that
Ben Simmons, Brandon Ingram.
Yeah.
Lonzo Ball.
Jaylen Brown.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Dragon
Ingram,
Bender.
The Ingram go three?
Dragon Bender. Yeah, nice.
No, they passed on Jaylen Brown, Jamal Murray, Sabonis.
Yeah.
That's really it. Henry Ellison.
Well, I mean, yeah, if you get like Henry Ellison. Oh, my God. Dude.
Korkmaz.
We sat through some garbage ass picks. Dude,
Korkmaz is fire, man.
Yeah, Korkmaz is fire.
They got Korkmaz and they still fucked up.
I was going to say, shut the fuck up.
You did your best.
Yeah. Damn, Zubats.
It's crazy.
Tyler,
they drafted Ulis Ben Simmons, but they did draft Korkmaz.
Tyler Ulis had one good shot.
Oh, yeah.
Literally one good shot.
He was a 2K god.
He was a 2K god. Damn, he's, Malcolm Brogdon went 36th overall.
Yeah, Jazz are 10th right now in the West. They got to sell.
Another 2K god, Patrick McCaw.
Oh, yeah. Dude, remember the undefeated. Always wins the ring. Yep,
always wins the ring.
Always wins the ring. He was on the Golden State for the 2 years, and they got traded to Toronto. Yeah.
Yeah.
We start off 3-for-3 like he's Jordan.
Oh, dude, they took Henry Ellison over Caris LeVert.
Yeah.
The Pistons are reportedly interested in. I'm good on
that. Yeah, I saw that, too. I'm good on that.
I'm good on that.
I like Caris LeVert.
DeAndre Bembry.
I don't mind him, but he's also going to be a free agent. And why would I?
Pascal Siakam. I mean, everybody missed on Pascal Siakam.
Yeah.
Korkmaz really missed on Korkmaz.
I personally think, I don't know if you guys agree with this. I would also look into flipping Lauri Markkanen too. Like, because he just.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, for sure. He's like everybody.
Yeah, like he's.
They're literally in a position to flip everybody.
He's the guy, like, dude, anything. He's an all-star this year. Let's be real. None of us ever would have called Lauri Markkanen an all-star.
No.
An all-star starter.
Dude's,
no question.
Dude's banging on people.
In the same conference as Kawhi Leonard.
Yeah.
Like, who'd he dunk on next year?
He's clearly the all-star. Like, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, a month ago, he did shit on somebody. Who was that?
He dunked on somebody last week, too.
I forget who that was.
I'm about to look that shit up.
Yeah, look that up, because I'm curious. But I think... Because you could turn Lauri Markkanen into another, like, two firsts.
Oh, yeah.
And then all of a sudden, you're up 12 picks.
Oh, he dunked on Gobert.
Get the fuck out of here.
And on Jokic. And Zubats.
Get the fuck out. I mean, I get Jokic, but.
The Zubats one was the murder.
Oh, yeah, that was the one.
Damn, he looks different in Utah.
That's what I'm saying, bro.
Yeah, it's where white people go to thrive.
They didn't drug test him.
No.
They drug tested Donovan Mitchell.
Bro, he's buffer and shit.
Oh, my God. He murdered Zubats. Is that the Zubats one?
Yeah.
Yeah, bro.
Burn that hard drive.
Burn that hard drive. It's over for you.
Hey, there you go for Luka.
Yeah.
I mean, he's at least gives you what KP did. Oh, man. That was nasty.
Oh, yeah. He dunked on Vucevic twice.
Damn.
This guy is crazy.
I'm telling you, Lowry's been shitting on people. It's fucking awesome. Here's the Gobert one.
I got it. I got to see this.
This probably made those fucking Mormons so happy. Went straight at Rudy.
They pray to that now.
Put his nuts in Rudy's face.
That's their...
Dude. And it's Rudy Gobert. The
straight
fact.
Vertical, too.
And it's Rudy Gobert.
Right that down the middle of the lane. Rudy
That's
Gobert's
their sacred Tristan Thompson moment.
Dude, That's the crazy part about this. Year. Better than they got all those. They got all those picks, and Walker Kessler's better than Rudy Gobert.
Yeah,
Loki, I might keep him.
That's what I'm saying. He's done enough, but I would flip him, bro.
He's definitely a total rebuild.
You trade everybody,
but they don't even need to trade anybody though.
Unless
they're already fucking loaded.
The roadmap to keeping him would be you get lucky in the lottery, then you got your star, and then he's clearly like your third player or whatever, and you have the picks obviously to get another star, and like then all of a sudden your retool is fast.
The only person you Cleveland don't trade
on this they did.
Is Talen Horton Tucker.
Yeah,
he's untradeable.
It's crazy that they even got him.
Yeah, I know. Honestly, it's pretty wild.
Dude, I'm sure the Lakers are sick about that.
I met Rudy Gobert or Rudy Gobert.
Dude, if you met Rudy Gobert, that would be
Gay.
Bad.
I met Rudy Gay.
Really?
Yeah.
Where?
When I was in Cali.
Oh damn. Yeah, 2K God.
He was chilling with a baddie at this restaurant I was at. I was like, "What's up, Rudy?"
so naturally, I said hi to Rudy.
Yeah, I was like, "What's up?" Like, I was like, "What's up, Rudy?" Say, "Hey."
He was with this badass chick. I said, "Hey, Rudy, how are you?
No, it was like they were out, like, it was like a porch area.
Yeah.
And me and my boys were walking by. I saw his legs sticking out fucking 10 feet. I was that's an NBA player. I looked at him. I was like, that's Rudy Gay. I was like, what's up, Rudy? Good luck tonight. I think they were playing the Clippers.
Probably giving them buckets.
I set up the Lonzo when I got my fucking tattoo. I think he did have
like 20-something that night, honestly. Like a random Rudy Gobert Renaissance game.
It's all thanks to you.
I was like, yeah.
Now you're saying probably, Rudy Gobert, too.
It's all thanks to you,
bro. Did I say it?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck, man. Random Rudy Gobert Renaissance game. Like
Rudy Gobert.
Rudy Gobert is nice.
He probably got some sloppy toppy from the girl he was with because she was fine. I want to
tell him. That's why he got his dick sucked because she was hot.
No, because that's why he balled because he got the sloppy one.
Those are the ones that don't want to.
That's facts. Actually, no.
No, I mean, like, I'm not saying always.
Yeah.
Not saying always, but I'm saying, like.
No, I mean.
Yeah, it's fair. But I wanted to tell
him. As soon as a bitch tells me she ain't sucking dick, I'm uninterested. I ain't gonna lie to you.
Facts.
I wanted to tell him.
I'm gonna lie to you.
I dropped 20.
Yeah, grow up, bitch.
I wanted to tell him I dropped 75 with him in 2K14, but I didn't.
Bro, you should have. You would help him get that sloppy toppy.
Yeah. I dropped. Like 80 with Valanciunas one time.
My friend made one of my other friends walk home over a game of 2K. Like he got so pissed he walked home because he won off a buzzer beater. It was a fucking mid range jump shot, Kendrick Perkins.
Oh my god!
So he was OKC.
Bro, I have nothing to do with that situation. That shit just hurt me. He hearing got that up again the second time.
Dude. My boy Tony got up and walked away. It was fucking did the so same shit. Fucking funny.
Yeah, run 2K again.
Yeah, we do. We pulled out to the crib. I was allergic to cats.
It was before the shot meter, too. I forget which 2K it was, but it was before the shot meter, so it just showed the grade.
Oh, yeah.
And it was like, I think it was a D-. He fucking cashed it for the win. I was like, that
is making me mad. That makes me mad.
I think it was 2K12 or something.
It had to be one of those early ones because it was like.
It might have been 11. It was when Perk was on the Thunder.
Oh my god.
Ask God why you hate me in that moment.
Yeah.
Speaking of the Thunder, I want to move them to our part two. And I think it's crazy, but I want them to be buyers.
Yeah.
Get SGA and the young guys some playoff experience.
Thanks.
Like, everybody's selling. Maybe. I feel like, I don't know how you guys feel about it, but to me, it's a theory of mine I'm working on. I think if everybody's selling, it's kind of a good time to buy.
Yes.
Like, because you can kind of like.
Especially if you got a franchise piece already.
Yeah.
Like SGA looks like a franchise piece.
Yeah, absolutely. And you got like potentially another one waiting in the mix in Chet.
Yeah.
Plus your pick this year.
And Giddy.
Giddy looking awesome. Like, why not buy on like even somebody I wouldn't want to do this guy necessarily, but I kind of would like John Collins.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Like John Collins, a youngish guy who fits his but also like
provide something different than what they already have. Like
some
force, some aggression.
Yeah. Because, I mean, it's been a rotating, like, it's been like, here are four guys. It's the Williams guy. It's SGA. It's Lou Dortz. It's Giddy. And then it's whoever the fuck is center today.
I'm really starting to hate Lou Dortz, dude. I don't know. Dude,
he was nasty. Remember when he was dropping 40 balls?
Yeah, I do.
And that was not that was not the bubble either.
I don't know. He reminds me of, like, the kid that smells bad.
Oh, dude, does.
That's how he plays.
Well, the kid doesn't cut his nails?
Yeah. Like the old pit bull kid, they'll scratch the shit out of you. Breathes his mouth open and shit.
Yes.
You fucking mouth for
bro. That's
I like Lou Dort's story.
The vibes Lou Dort gives me. That's,
Draymond gives me. He don't cut his nail vibes too.
Oh, he doesn't. Not a chance.
Yeah.
That's, and Draymond definitely is a mouth breather.
It's great. Oh yeah.
You see him on the bench. He's like,
oh yeah.
I think
Draymond's like a fish.
Remember the D's Nuts guy?
Oh yeah.
Somebody beat him over Draymond. I know.
Fucking.
I know. I can't unsee it.
His name was Welvin.
Yes, it is. Yeah, it is. You like you would name somebody like that
guy. T Nuts guy's name was Welvin.
Yep. I actually just saw him in a YouTube video.
Totally unrelated, but made me think of y'all remember the what was his name? Denzel Curry showed it in the episode The Cave with it was the cave. It was that Mario Judah? Guy with the not Mario Judah. It was it was this guy like
I have no clue
Seti Boo or whatever.
Oh no.
You remember him?
I don't think so.
Oh my god, I'll show you guys after this. It's fucking hilarious. But I think the Thunder should definitely, like, also realistically, like, you literally can't draft all these players.
Yeah.
Like, you have way too many draft picks to be on you. Yeah. You have 20 draft picks and 15 roster spots. Like, you need to make
sure. You should trade for
LeBron. Dude, why not?
Why not?
Maybe dude, that's what they're doing.
They got so many. Waiting. They got so many picks they can fuck around.
They're going to draft like, Bronny.
We're going to trade for Bron and KD in the same season.
Yeah.
Damn. No, they're going to draft Bronny, then trade for LeBron.
Yeah.
Well, they wouldn't have to. Brown's going anywhere Bronny's at.
That's what I said. Oh, yeah, he'll be a free agent that year, right?
Yeah.
Pat, I like another young player, Patrick Williams, if Chicago blows it up.
Bro, if LeBron does that, he truly is the fucking GOAT.
He's going to.
Oh, he's going to.
To do what he's done in his career. And
the only question is that team going to be good?
That's why the Pistons should draft Bronny.
Yeah. Why not?
Just so you can get LeBron.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Just sell jerseys.
What if Bronny goes number one overall in this draft?
Just because
somebody wants Bron that bad.
Dude, you gotta imagine the power and orchestrating behind the scenes that's going to where Bronny is going.
Yeah.
Like, you know LeBron is using all his behind the scenes influence on that.
Because truly, I feel like in the NBA, there's a lot of like franchises that truly don't give a fuck. And then there's they're making a collecting a check. You know what I'm saying? Like, just make a bag.
But I guarantee you LeBron has enough power to stop them and be like, no, you're not like drafting them to want a bag.
That's the crazy part.
It's going to go to like a perfect fit.
Yeah.
It's going to be a team that like, I don't know, like their best player missed, had season ending surgery and they just happen to be like eighth in the lottery now.
Yeah. Oh
and
shit. Then John Morant goes down.
Oh shit. Yeah.
Fucking that'd Warriors. Be hilarious
if it was Memphis though.
Steph gets hurt. Warriors get another lottery pick.
Shit. Yeah.
What?
Steph gets hurt. The Warriors get another lottery pick.
Yeah, exactly.
Take Bronny. Yeah.
LeBron did say he always wanted to team up with Steph.
Yeah.
Of course. Shit.
Yeah, of course. Of course, he wants to team up with everybody good. Why wouldn't you?
All right, it's hot in this bitch.
Yeah. We got right to start. We got two more teams. One Jesus team we Christ. Kind of talked about real quickly, Minnesota.
Fuck the Timberwolves.
Oh, yeah.
They got it. Like, what's the trade market for Gobert and Russell?
There's no trade market for Gobert. Russ, you can get it.
Because you can't trade Gobert, like, after, like, a half a season and get, like, one pick back when you gave up six.
Yeah, you can
like,
get something for D'Lo, but nothing crazy.
Yeah. Yeah,
probably like a protective first, maybe.
You get nothing for Gobert, but yeah, I still like D'Lo.
I'm out on D'Lo, but I think you look at
the only realistic one is
Russell at the deadline for me.
Yeah,
Towns is an offseason. I'm telling you, bro. I think Minnesota is gonna be
one for OKC.
They're fucked up. Yes.
That'd be nasty.
That's the problem with Giddy, Dallas
Towns Shea. Like, that actually would be kind of
Dallas could want. Dallas could be like, yeah, we want third, Towns. And then OKC could be like, here's seven more picks.
Yeah, literally. Here's 12 first-round picks.
Like, nasty. It's fucking wild. I think at the end of the day, I think Towns
Ainge literally has the biggest bag in the room.
What's that?
Danny Ainge has the biggest bag in the room.
Oh, Steve Presti. Oh, yeah, no, Danny Ainge, too. Yeah, you're right.
Danny Ainge and Presti, bro. They're going to be just fucking.
Who has more?
That's just a dick measuring contest.
Danny Ainge has more.
Yeah,
he does. He just read up.
He's got a million.
Yeah, but Ant, I can only dream.
And Presti's like hitting on these bitches too.
Yeah,
that's crazy. Yeah, Presti. I've always said he's
Danny Ainge. The one thing about Danny Ainge is he's hit or miss with the draft. Like he's overall, you gotta say he's a good drafter because he got Tatum, he got Brown, he got like a lot of good players. Yeah. But he did have your Fab Mellows. Rest in peace. You did have Jared Solinger. Yeah, he died like a couple years ago of a heart, wasn't it?
It was heart attack.
Yeah, it was like pre-COVID too. I think it was. But you drafted Jared Solinger. You drafted James Young. You drafted R.J. Hunter. Like
I thought James Young was
good. Yeah. But then he's had like Peyton Pritchard, who seems like a good role player. Yeah. So like he's drafted good role players and good stars.
Did he draft?
Drafted like miss.
Daniel Tice. You remember when Daniel Tice was straight Jesus for a year? Dude,
he was Jesus.
He was cold.
He was Jesus.
Honestly, I don't know. Brad Stevens should be a head coach still. He's a way better head coach than he's a GM.
I agree. I agree with that. Last team, holy and I think shit, we're going to move this to the buyer, so we're probably we'll be quick on this. The Suns.
They got to buy something. Their window's almost over.
Yeah.
Yep.
They got to. And the thing is, Matt Ishbia, shout out Matt Ishbia for joining the team. Yep. So there's actually been reports that he wants to take control of this team and finalize the deal in the next week so that he can have control over the trade deadline.
Yeah.
Facts. And I would too.
If he does that, he's a man.
And he's made it clear that he wants to be competitive. And you know owners, they love to make that sexy big splash. I don't think you can make it necessarily at the trade deadline because I think we're coming to the conclusion of this trade deadline, and we'll probably talk about this in part two, but I don't think there's a Harden trade that's going to happen at this deadline this year. Like a trade that big, a Harden-Simmons. But Matt Ishbia does want to remain competitive. But what's the path? Like, who do you trade? Because there's really no market for Crowder.
Yeah.
Cam Johnson is kind of like a really good player that you don't – that I don't think they're going to pay.
There's a market for Cam Johnson.
Yeah, there's a good market for him. So him.
But also Aiden, he helps him.
Aiden is like – Aiden, that to me is an offseason thing. But I think Aiden's going to – I think Aiden's going to be on a new team. I think Aiden's going to be on a new team.
Yeah, you know, they love Cam Johnson's, but they learned a lot from Aiden. That's my own song. I don't support anybody that wrote that song. But I don't know. Yeah, I think Aiden would be the one thing if you're trying to move and grab somebody. They're going to move Cam Johnson for sure, but he doesn't give you – nobody getting Cam Johnson.
I think if they keep him, I think that means they want to re-sign him.
Yeah.
I think that's – I'll
give you Boyan for Cam Johnson.
That's their plan. Yeah. I want to do that, but I also want to be greedy, and I want to be like, well, we could fuck around and we could fuck around and trade Boyan for other assets and then just straight up sign Cam Johnson if they don't want to pay him.
That's true.
But if he's getting traded, he's probably getting traded to a team that he's extending.
I
would fold on that, but I would try to.
Yeah, that'd be a good play.
That'd be a
Troy Weaver play for sure.
Yeah, flip the asset, and then, you know, if it was the Knicks, I'd be like, oh, we got this.
Yeah, we got it in the bag. If it's the Knicks and the Hornets.
If only the Knicks had good young players. Yeah. Fuck.
Thanks.
I swear.
Come on, Cam Reddish? But no, bro. No.
We'll talk more about the Suns in part two, just because I think at the end of the day, I think they are going to have to buy it. And I don't think you can tank, like, if you have Devin Booker, like, you can't tank enough to be, like, a Victor Wembanyama.
Yeah, no.
You really can't.
You cannot.
Like, despite them being where they're at in the standings, like, they're seventh. Like, they're going to be a playing team or around there. Like, maybe they end up jumping out of it. But, like, right now, let's see how many games back they are. Oh yeah, they're tied for sixth.
Yeah.
They're seventh, but they're tied for sixth, and they've won their last four. So they're picking it up. They're getting healthy. I just don't think you're going to get anything for Crowder at the end of the day. And I also just I don't know. I think Aiden's the guy you move in the offseason. Yeah. That's the big one that you move to try to get a star. But
you love Jesus, but you get a lot for Aiden.
Yeah, you do.
Aiden.
Shut up. But that'll do it for part one of this podcast. I appreciate the heavies of the Woodward Heavyweights.
Course, man. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, shout out. Catch us all every day, Monday through Friday, 5 to 7, talking that ish. And without further ado, we'll be back for the second part next week of the NBA trade deadline. Peace.
Peace.